Tim Murdoch, you're watching White Rabbit Radio. Hopefully the sound is okay and everything is coming through today. I believe it's all back to normal. That type of thing. But hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. I've been asked what's going to happen with the subscription on Odyssey. I don't know. If everything gets taken down, it's not processing, so no one's getting charged anything. But I will probably take things down in a couple weeks if they don't have something up. Take things down, and then we'll go to back to the website, I would imagine. I might have a locals up and running by then. But the cost is going back to what it normally costs. We are going to do monthly subscriptions on, I think, Buy Me a Coffee. We can, which I've had for quite a while, but we can do something there. And, you know, you can send stuff in. I want to diversify away from just having one service provider like Entropy. I don't mind having, like, one main service provider. If you're dealing with a site like Odyssey and you get paid within, you know, 48 hours or something like that, because they never get into you for too much money. But when you just have one service provider like Entropy, and Entropy only pays out once every 5 weeks, it can be pretty dicey if something happens, and I've seen things happen. I've seen things happen with Entropy where, you know, you get paid, but you don't get paid for a few months or something like that. I forget exactly how long it took when they got hammered in Canada. But these things can happen, so some diversification I like. So all the conventional ways, mail, U.S. mail, so on and so forth, crypto, cash, you know, all the ways you normally go about it. But we're going to add the Buy Me a Coffee. I'm going to start using that, as well as Entropy. Locals, I don't know. I mean, it's up and running, but I don't have anything going on there yet. But you never know. I may completely move to Rumble for streaming. And we may get locals up and running. It looks like I'm approved and everything's okay on the back end, I think. I don't know. But anyways, we got the website, and it'll just be back to the website for that type of thing. It's how it's going to go. We got Global Chat over there on Entropy. Thank you very much, sir. Hopefully you guys are doing okay out there. But let's see what's going on. Oh, look at this office. Who is this girl there? Who's the tall brunette? We've got Elon Musk. We got a son in the Oval Office with Trumpy Trump. And I don't know.
So I'd be happy to help improve the, you know, government efficiency, which, you know, I think is sorely needed. We've got a gigantic government bureaucracy. We've got overregulation. You've got agencies that have overlapping responsibilities. There's something like 450 federal government agencies, you know, almost two per year that company since America was founded. So, I mean, we're just creating new agencies all the time. It's getting to the point where basically everything's legal. You just can't get anything done.
I've noticed.
These become real costs to people. They're hidden costs, but they're very substantial. You know, it's very hard to build new houses.
All right, Tucker Carlson, where is he interviewing? This is November 5th, okay? This is Tucker's interview. I don't know why Elon Musk is replaying that, but let's get up some news. As usual, we got some stuff going on. I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with all this financial stuff, because it looks like both parties are somewhat backing down or want some type of a deal. We have the Federal Reserve, which is saying they're not going to offer any type of put. But the Treasury may themselves do something. I think the most disturbing thing for the powers that be is that gold keeps going up. Now, what this means, typically in this type of situation, the flight to safety would be in U.S. Treasury bonds. The problem comes in if you have a flight to safety and it's no longer in Treasury bonds, it's somewhat filtering into German fixed income, because German fixed income isn't going down. Our bond market went into some huge kerfuffle. It's kind of back where it broke out from, but it tremendous volatility. And part of that was from the Japanese, but another part of that was from the hedge funds re unwinding something, which is not something they've advertised, except on specialized financial channels. There was an unwinding of some type of hedge fund trade, $1 trillion, which caused a big kerfuffle. So you've got all these particular dynamics in play. And I'm curious to see how they navigate it all. But it's the flight to safety is now in gold. It's in gold and it'll probably move to silver as well, I would imagine, simply because it's undervalued. And that looks to be global, which is totally a new paradigm. Yeah, kerfuffle. So you've got the move toward hard assets, the move toward gold. And a gold standard is a gold standard a good thing? Who owns the gold? How much of it is out there? How are you going to collateralize a currency in gold? I know they want to collateralize a currency in digital gold. You know? Kerfluffle? I say kertuffle. Kerfluffle. What's wrong with kertuffle? A massive blackout leaves Puerto Rico without power. When are these blackouts just going to count in these countries? When there's just going to be a blackout that won't be just some small kertuffle? It forms into a giant kerfluffle. You know, does the gold even exist? Well, I'm sure there is gold. It just becomes who owns it. I mean, the Russians have a lot, and we probably have a lot in America still in the ground. Three Olympic pools of gold in the world? Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what they tell us. But how much gold is out there has been largely suppressed for quite a while. You know, Tucker was in Ireland like a day or two ago chatting with Conor McGregor, but they haven't released it yet, though. Seeing him walking around Dublin, he will have some people in shock seeing how the Irish people are close, if not already a minority in Dublin. Yeah, kerfluffle, kertuffle. Oh no, starve the cities. Without power, you've got problem. It was not immediately clear why every generating plant on the island went offline. Puerto Rico has a history of problems with electricity supply. Yeah, it's not a real country. This is the craziest thing ever. These are actually pastors wanting to keep it simple on Easter. This is Fort Worth, Texas.
Wow! What a ride! I've never been on a roller coaster like this before. I want to go around again.
You actually have people lining up to give money to this. Got a roller coaster on stage. This is like one of these pastors that they have to do all this crazy stuff to make money over the little pastors. It's like become one giant theatrical show. I've never seen anything quite like it.
I've never been on a roller coaster like this before. I want to go around again.
Now, I wonder how long it took them to set. This is for one particular service. This had to be very expensive to do. This little lame kids' roller coaster.
I've never been on a roller coaster.
I've never seen anything quite like it, but this is the state of churches, these non-denominational and some of these different crazy. Well, I don't even know if they're Protestant, but it's just become one giant theatrical show. And it takes a lot of money to do that. I mean, it's not much of a roller coaster, but think how much money it would take to do that. And they're all tax-free. Yeah, these are the kind of Trinitarians that say Latter-day Saints aren't Christian. Yeah, these people are probably all in spiritual trouble, if there's any higher authority.
Yo vengo agarrando por viaje de los cientos.
This is pretty wild. They make the narco pilots. I was looking at Mexico because Mexico, we're probably going to have some kind of war, which will be good for the American soul type of neocon war with Mexico. You know, we just got to take someone out and thrash them so we can really do that to the Mexican cartels because they want to integrate Mexico into America. But to do that, it's kind of a problem because you have these damn cartels. Plus, you need to thin the herd of the head choppers down there anyways. They haven't had the herds thinned down there in quite a while. So I think they want to go to war. I mean, we don't know until they start bombing. So I was looking at the narco, but the narco pilots make $12,300 per flight. So if you're a poor Mexican and you can, like, learn how to fly a plane, shit, this would have to be about the safest thing to do. A lot safer than driving around with the stuff, I would imagine. You know, worth the risk, right? How did Christianity get to this point? There's usually an evolution in religions. And it isn't a nice one. But this is pretty wild, this narco documentary.
Vengo agarrando por viaje de 200 a 230, 250 mil pesos por vuelo. En un año aproximado, sí me venía ganando a algunos 3 millones de pesos.
148,000.
Cuatro aproximados. Realmente no los cuento. No cuento el dinero. Yo no le pongo tanta importancia a la. Más que nada, los que vienen disfrutándolo es la familia. Mi familia sí sabe. Sí sabe que estoy en el narcotráfico.
Family knows he's a narco pilot.
Yo no vivo en mi casa. Yo vivo aparte.
Doesn't live at home with his family, he lives separately.
Me han preguntado muchas veces que si ha valido la pena tener tanto dinero y no estar con mi familia. Una de las grandes cosas que hay en el narcotráfico es que una vez que estás adentro.
Yeah, once you're in it, it's very difficult to leave. What's up, Aaron White? Yeah. Once you're in it, it's difficult to leave. I don't know. How did Christianity get to this point? It's one of the questions. And what's funny is I got squirrels that come on the front porch and peck on my window to get nuts. Get nuts from us, which is kind of funny. You go out and they come and grab a nut right out of your hand. If you get them young enough, you can train them. They love white people with nuts. How many of you guys eat nuts? You guys eat Brazil nuts? Eat cashews technically aren't nuts, but... pecans, pistachios. Squirrels are nut buddies. Let's check him out. Oh, he met a white woman. Oh, he likes getting those scratches. Well, Tim's nuts. If they aren't nuts, but they're technically fruits. They're technically a fruit. Squirrels like his scritches. It's a spicy one. Getting territorial. He's getting territorial. No. Little buddy. Here we go. Oakland, 1977. Let's see what they took from us.
Can I change?
Oakland, California, 1977. Look at that crowd. It was only 12 years after the Civil Rights Act. They could have done something different, but they didn't. Here will be one of the lightest things you see all evening. Get my head out of the way. These white girls can sing. I think they're pretty famous on YouTube or something. I don't know. A song from one of the more famous new country singers.
It'll be fine by dusk, but I'm telling you, baby, these things eat at your bones and drive your young mind crazy. But when you place your hair between my collar and jaw, I don't know much, but there's no weight at all.
Now there is a new country singer that I was pretty impressed how he came up. He most people don't even know about him, I don't believe. I know Joe Rogan's a fan of his, I'm pretty sure. Let's see here. Hold on. What is his name? Something in the Orange is the title of that song. Zach Bryan. Okay. Zach Bryan, Something in the Orange. It was kind of an underground country hit that went big. Let's look up Zach Bryan. I'll show you guys one of his first songs that went big. The emotion in his singing is very good, actually. But here we go, heading south. This is what I'm thinking of. How many of you guys know of this particular guy? But he became quite famous, and he was like, you know, the guy that became famous over the rich man out of Richmond. That particular character. This is another one that probably you've never heard of. My opinion, has more talent. But, so. Then he self-produces albums.
Was a boy who was a dreamer, and he flew so high and proud. In a world full of people out to cut his young ass down. No one ever understood a single word he said. And they cast him to the wolves when he wasn't well and fed. But boys, we've got a riser in our midst. And he will get the last laugh, it's the last thing he did. And he used to roll around in that red dirt mud.
Billy Strings is one of the best of an entire generation. What, any of you guys have heard of Zach Bryan? Do you have any opinions on Zach Bryan? My one-year-old boy has blonde hair as bright as those girls. All right.
Now he's skipping town in that dream.
This is the guy that wrote that song, Something Out of the Orange, that those girls were singing.
Dreamers out the blood.
It's one of his first hits right here.
Don't stop going south. Cause they'll let you play music real damn loud. Don't stop heading south. They won't understand the words that are pouring from your mouth. And that dreamer called his daddy.
I don't know. He can definitely sing, though. Let me see here. Something in the Orange. See how many. It's kind of an underground type thing. People started pushing his stuff. And I think there's always a lot of great musicians that no one even knows about. You know, he was in the Navy. This kid was in the Navy. And then this is Something in the Orange.
It'll be fine by dusk, but I'm telling you, baby.
And it was a big hit. But anyways, there's some Zach Bryan for you guys. I don't know what you think of him, but there you go. Mr. Bolsonaro is not looking good, is recovering after going through a 12-hour-long surgery. It's his sixth surgery since he was stabbed during his previous presidential campaign. I wonder who tried to kill him. I mean, which intelligence services really tried to kill him? His voice sounds familiar and great. Yeah, he can sing. He can definitely sing. He is self-made, though, for the most part. But once he started growing on YouTube, so a lot of people got behind him. Underground has always been the best music. Yeah, I think the music selection, the people that select the music these days, they select who goes, who gets famous and who doesn't, or who gets backed and who doesn't get backed. I don't think they're, I mean, with the invention of the internet, a lot of people realize that they're not doing a very good job, and the internet has a mind of its own, especially with the number of young whites on it, and they just get behind something and drive it and look out. Zach Bryan has like a cross audience. But I don't know anything about him politically or anything else. He's just a musician. He's just a guy that got out of the Navy and decided to sing, or was probably singing for a long time. Aren't like five guys writing most of the songs for most of the artists? Writing songs for most of the artists? I don't know. I think that's true with rap. Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. Bob Seger was a great one. Yeah. Let's check this out. This is not looking good for this guy, though. I mean, if he's had this many surgeries, his wounds must have been extensive. Wasn't this Israel's guy in Brazil?
Bom dia, bom dia.
Bom dia.
Bom dia.
It was a quadroon syndicate. Yeah, some intelligence service put it up for it. It wasn't just some random. You don't randomly stab the head of a country, in my opinion. I don't think. Someone put him up to it. Yeah. Definitely not a No, I think they still want to put him in jail. I don't know. Oh, what did ChatGPT mean by this? There are 100 poisonous blue, green, black, and red frogs in a pond. Black frogs are responsible for 50% of the fatal bites, but only 13 frogs are black. What should you do about this? ChatGPT. Prioritize black frog avoidance. Given their high lethality, avoid black frogs entirely. Identify and monitor black frogs. Learn to distinguish black frogs and monitor their locations. Limit pond access. I like this. Restrict access to the pond to minimize encounters with all frogs, particularly the black ones. Use protective gear. Wear gloves and protective clothing if you need to be near the pond. Educate about the risk. Inform others about the disproportionate danger posed by black frogs. Consider relocation. If practical, consider relocating the black frogs to a safer area away from human activity. Oh, you're just not going to keep Tay out of the equation. She's going to break through one way or another. This is pretty funny. The black frogs. What to do about relocate them? All right. ChatGPT knows. Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty funny, though. Yeah. Prioritize black frog avoidance, identify and monitor black frogs, limit pond access, use protective gear, educate about risk, consider relocation. poor black frogs. No, we're not giving them the benefit of the doubt. No benefit of the doubt to the no benefit of doubt to the black frogs.
Trumpism is somewhat Schmidtian.
Yeah.
In that
I'm sure Donald Trump spends every night poring over the works of Schmidt.
He knows them by heart. Yeah.
But no, I think that Trump. It's funny because maybe it's temperamentally, maybe it's by influence, maybe it's by what? Who knows what it is? But in the rejection of the liberal stuff, like just even the term.
Why does Stryker always remind me of this one Elvis impersonator?
Terms, even the stuff that you, the veneer you put on it. A lot of what we've seen in the last few weeks, the way Trump is talking about the world and what, you know, we're going to cut a deal and what do we get out of it?
Realism. Realism.
Realism, yeah. It's weird because it's making the liberals uncomfortable, not because Trump is evil and bad. I mean, he's evil and bad, but for a different reason. But because it robbed them of their ability to just, you know, like, what did he say there?
Yeah,
and to wage war more inhumanely by virtue of their liberal humanitarian.
When it comes to actual policy, Trump hasn't changed anything from the Biden administration. Weapons are still going to Ukraine. The sanctions on Russia are still put on. I think they stopped. They claim they stopped feeding intelligence to Ukrainians. But nevertheless, when it comes to hard policy, it's the exact same policy as Biden.
Yeah, with a green screen, you've got to actually light up the green screen. You've got to have a couple lights, 2 to 3 lights just on the green screen, and that's probably what he needs.
The only thing that's changed is its presentation. The presentation of Trump is the Schmidtian one. And I think part of the reason why the U.S. government is now embracing Schmidtianism is there's no way to spin what they've done to Gaza in a humanitarian way. They quite literally had to defund all of their human rights institutions just to enable the true sovereign of America, which is the Jews.
Right.
The Jews, remember, what makes somebody the sovereign? Well, what makes somebody the sovereign is the ability to decide when there are exceptions to the law,
yes.
Right? Yeah. So when you can choose exceptions, have a whole political system created after the Second World War around preventing racial genocide, but then you need to do a racial genocide, well, that makes you the sovereign if you can do it. If the United States, the gatekeeper, the guardian of human rights, if this is the enabler of the worst genocide since World War II, that means.
Yeah. Whoever is the sovereign can do whatever they want. And if someone's doing whatever they want, they're the only ones with any sovereignty. It's a very good point by Mr. Stryker. Pork chop, sideburns, and all. Milo, Ashley St. Clair declined to sign a confidentiality agreement with over $40 million, worth over $40 million, because there was something she wanted even more than the money, for everyone to know it was Elon's baby. So she just could have kept her mouth shut and got received $40 million in child support. Why not just keep your mouth shut and have babies? I mean, it probably would have came out one day anyways. Trump appointed a Chabad rabbi born in Israel to be his anti-Semitism monitor. I reported that like last week when it happened. I mean, hopefully that doesn't surprise anybody. Chabad is like the ones in charge of the New World Order now, is what they say at least. Ashley St. Clair, she posted anything? She hasn't posted anything since February 14th. Okay. Let's see here. Ashley St. Clair revealed to the Wall Street Journal that Elon Musk didn't want their child circumcised, complained about third world birth rates surpassing European birth rates, and that Musk wanted to raise a legion of children. Well, it makes him look good, but she's only saying that to make him look bad and racist for saying this. If he wanted to raise a legion of European children, why did he have children with a Jewish woman? And plus, in the Wall Street Journal article, it looks like Gifts Ungiven is like top in line there. In the Wall Street Journal article, let's skip ahead to that. They basically mention that Elon Musk had contacted, she's looking older here. She looks young in some of her stuff, but here she's looking older. And there's her with her baby. All right. The tactics Elon Musk uses to manage his legion of babies and their mothers. The world's richest man juggles more than a dozen children in harem drama, along with running his companies advising Trump. He recently took a paternity test in a battle with one woman over money and privacy. Oh, shit. But what has come out, and this is from Tiffany Fong, who is an Asian woman. Tiffany Fong, for rejecting Elon Musk to stay true to her values and vision of having children within a traditional nuclear family. Lord knows shameless gutter slut grifters like Ashley Taint Hair spent years scheming to entrap this out of Elon. Let's read this here. During the height of her interactions with the billionaire owner, that's Elon Musk, Fong earned $21,000 on the platform in a two-week period in November, according to a screenshot she posted. That was about when Elon Musk sent her a direct message asking her if she was interested in having his child, according to people familiar with the matter. The two had never met in person. So he is randomly picking out women on Twitter. And he's spotting a woman saying, I think this woman needs to have my baby, beefing up her Twitter engagements or whatever, because these numbers don't even make any sense. We had on Vincent James. Vincent James had a tweet tweeted out by him, 100 million people, 100 million impressions, and only made like $100 off of it. And I guarantee you this woman didn't have 100 million impressions probably. And she's basically getting 21 grand. Think about it. Fong didn't move forward with Musk because she pictured having children in a more traditional nuclear family, but confided to a few friends about the approach, including Ashley St. Clair, whom she knew was another conservative social media figure. And he's targeting social media, quote-unquote, conservative figures, and how she worried that turning him down could hurt her earnings. Once Musk learned that Fong disclosed the request to others, he chided her for not using discretion, according to the people, and unfollowed her. That contributed to a fall in her engagement on Twitter, and her earnings declined. So basically, that's how it works. All right. It's basically Twitter and X. This is his personal, this is how he manages his harem. Yeah, I'm just going to grease up your Twitter engagements and make sure you get pumped a bunch of money on Twitter. And this is how Ashley St. Clair learned about it, from this particular woman, Tiffany Fong. And I'm going to look her up. I don't know what she looks like. I don't know anything about her. Hold on. Here she is right here. I'm a potato, sometimes interview criminals. Tiffany Fong. Okay. I know who this is. I know of her. So Elon Musk is not really racially minded when it comes to having these kids, whether she be a Jewish woman, a white woman, an Asian woman. You know, he's not going after like Northern European beauties or Italian beauties. He's going after whatever he can in the DMs to have his children. It's kind of crazy. Half Asian babies and everything else. Is Musk forcing them to have their genome sequence? I don't know. I don't know. But the paternity tests are ongoing for Ghastly. Ashley St. Clair. No romance, just sperm. 10 crazy things we learned about Elon Musk, his baby mamas, and legion of progenies. He calls them his legion because why stop at a soccer team? He has a fertility fixer, and his name is Jared. What? All right, Elon has Jarrett Burkall, a devout Mormon who also plays financial consigliere, emotional midwife, and non-disclosure agreement enforcer. Burkall once warned a mother, when a woman goes the legal route, that always leads to worse outcome for that woman. The man isn't just protecting Musk, he's doing fertility triage for MAGA Mars. Oh, shit. Ashley St. Clair, Romulus, and the $15 million silence clause. Ashley St. Clair, right-wing influencer, claimed that Musk is the father of her baby named Romulus because Spartacus was taken. Musk offered her $15 million. Now, Spartacus was rumored to be like a Jewish guy that threw a giant slave revolt in Rome or whatever. Musk offered her $15 million and $100K a month to keep silent. She wanted legitimacy. He wanted NDAs. When she declined the gag order, her support payments mysteriously began to decline. Only the paranoid survive. Musk, no comment. She couldn't stay quiet. Offered her $40 million, $15 million and $100K a month to keep quiet. Think she'd just keep quiet. I mean, with that kind of money, she could marry another guy or whatever. Grimes, Neuralink, and courtroom from hell. Grimes, mother of three musk spawns, had to sue him for custody after he allegedly kept one child away from her for 5 months. The courtroom drama was brutal, and Musk's team apparently dredging up her past to discredit her. Meanwhile, Musk offered his sperm to Siobhan Zillis, his Neuralink executive, in what appears to be a corporate insemination strategy. And they say startups don't have benefits. Siobhan Zillis, the chosen one. Musk baby mothers were Hogwarts houses. He named them after Hogwarts houses. Zillis would be Gryffindor. She has special status, attends black tie dinners with Bezos and Ivanka, and meets meets Modi at the Blur house when baby's in tow. A Yale-educated AI expert and Musk Neuralink lieutenant, she may also be the real-life inspiration for whatever dystopian dating app Silicon Valley launches next. The compound, Musk's Austin Baby Farm. Is this Austin, Texas? Somewhere in Austin lies Musk's answer to population collapse, a gated compound where his children and their mothers can all reside. Zillis is already living there. Musk wanted St. Clair and Grimes to join the baby biodome too, and presumably to coordinate diaper schedules and indoctrinate the Legion. The others, it seems, weren't so enthusiastic about the Mars Momune cryptocurrency clout and conception. Musk's method of meeting mothers is very on brand. He slides into the DM of influencers on X, boosts their engagement, and sometimes asks them if they'd like to help him save humanity. Oh, shit. Birthing preference, no romance, just sperm. Musk once bragged that donating sperm to high-profile Japanese women about being approached by Japanese officials. After being approached by Japanese officials, no romance, he clarified, just sperm. In another instance, he discouraged St. Clair from vaginal birth, citing concerns about brain size and asking she not circumcise the baby, despite her being Jewish. Musk, it appears, doesn't just believe in designing cars, he believes in designing babies. From MAGA hats to paternity wars, all right? Weaponized money and the decline of empathy. Ashley St. Clair revealed the baby's identity online to beat tabloid leaks, Musk supposedly. I think she wanted all the attention. Musk cut her payments from $100K a month to $40K, then to $20K. The timing, still good money. It's a lot of money. Timing coincided with her legal pushback. According to her lawyers, money is being weaponized. All right. He wants to ensure a multi-planetary Musk legacy. I think the guy has issues. What do you guys think? Elon Musk's wild plan to father a legion of kids by hitting up women on X. Well, they're in a social circle. What's he's not going to hit up women gamers, I don't think. A little bit creepy, though. I think we can agree it's just a little bit creepy. What do you guys think? I don't know. You know, it's one of those things where... it's just one of those things. I don't know what to say about it. Oh, let's move on here. We've got all kinds of stuff in the hamper. We've got our favorite guy down there in Arkansas talking. Because he's a piece of shit? Could be. Spartacus wasn't Jewish. I thought the revolution was Jewish. He was Thracian, which were heavily Germanized and Germanic among the... I don't know. Oh, they just used Spartacus for... I'm not an expert on Spartacus, but that was a time when the slave trade and the... There was a great deal of slave trade coming in there from the Middle East and everything else. So not unfathomable that he would be something from the Middle East. You can be any other race other than black. What would you be? Let's check this out here. This is a guy with a Confederate flag. We've got a couple of these coming. This one's really good. Let's check this out here.
It's heritage, not hate. A lot of black people part of the Confederate Army as well.
If you could be any race other than black, what race would you be?
White. They're the superior race on earth.
So why you feel like white people...
Oh, this is Charleston White.
Blur. Show me a black man's army. Show me a black man's navy. Show me a black man's marine. Show me a black man's Navy SEAL. Show me a black man, a Mexican man, an Italian man that done conquered the world like the white man.
But why is that the basis of what is superior and what's not superior?
Whoever conquers who, that's who's superior. The inferior people are conquered, not the superior.
What's your stance on like racism?
I think racism is normal. Every race is a racist. Yeah, nothing wrong with racism. Red birds and blue birds don't fly together. Lizards and alligators don't eat together.
I seen online you were saying your kids have good hair.
Yeah, black and Mexican.
I think I have some clean dreads. You think this shit cool or not?
That's not good hair. It's hair
too. Hold on, dog.
It's not hate. A lot of black people part of the Confederate Army as well.
If you could be any race other than black, what race would you be?
White. They're the superior race on Earth.
So why you feel like white people are?
Show me a black man's army. Show me a black man's navy. Show me a black man's marine. Show me a black man's Navy SEAL. Show me a black man, a Mexican man, an Italian man that done conquered the world like the white man.
But why is that the basis of what is superior and what's not superior?
Whoever conquers who, that's who's superior. The inferior people are conquered, not the superior.
What's your stance on like racism?
I think racism is normal. Every race is a racist. Yeah, nothing wrong with racism. Red birds and blue birds don't fly together. Lizards and alligators don't eat together.
White women matter. You see that shirt he's wearing? White women matter.
I seen online you were saying your kids have good hair.
Yeah, black and Mexican.
I think I have some clean dreads. You think this shit cool or not?
That's not good hair.
That's not good hair. All right, we got another one. This is, I've interviewed him before. This is our favorite, Charleston White is there. This is our favorite, favorite fire chief from Arkansas.
Michelle Obama ran. Why would you vote for her?
Elections is over. We got the orange faggot now. We don't need nobody.
We got the orange faggot in now.
Whoa. You really hate Trump. Do you hate Trump more than Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's just a white traitor. I hate traitors first. He's selling out the country to anybody.
Meaning?
He's going to send Americans to die for real. Let them fight their own fucking war to steal the country.
Are you Jewish?
No, hell no. They have a country they haven't been kicked out of.
Who?
Jews.
I don't know. That's it.
No one knows a country they haven't been kicked out of again and again and again. Don't want them in my country. It would be nice if they could build their own. They will get on social media and say, my fellow white people, we have to atone for racism. And then when it comes time for the bill to be paid, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. Every single time. They need their own Jewish state as far away from mine as possible.
Okay, so that goes back to it. Would you rather...
You never heard him before? I interviewed this guy. I've known him for years and years and years and years.
Somebody black or Jewish move next to you.
Would you rather have someone pluck out your right eye or your left eye?
Michelle Obama ran. Why would you vote for her?
Elections is over. We got the orange f***ing now. We don't need nobody else.
Whoa. You really hate Trump. Do you hate Trump more than Kamala Harris?
He actually says orange.
Interesting.
He's just a white traitor. I hate traitors first. He's selling out the country to anybody.
Meaning?
He's going to send Americans to die for real. Let them fight their own fucking war to steal the country.
Are you Jewish?
No, hell no. They have a country they haven't been kicked out of.
Who?
Jews.
I don't know. That's it.
No one knows a country they haven't been kicked out of again and again and again. Don't want them in my country. It would be nice if they could build their own. They will get on social media and say, my fellow white people, we have to atone for racism. And then when it comes time for the bill to be paid, I'm not white, I'm Jewish. Every single time. They need their own Jewish state.
What was the name of the video that went down there and started talking to him? Went down to Arkansas. There's some black producer or whatever on YouTube.
Far away from mine as possible.
Okay, so that goes back to it. Would you rather somebody black or Jewish move next to you?
Would you rather have someone pluck out your right eye or your left eye?
Michelle Obama.
Bass Grandpa? Yeah. The one and only. Now, this is making the news. The black community leader killed by police on the highway. Let's check this out and comment accordingly. I mean, this is like the big news. These are getting larger and larger. I mean, it just when you think the number of views some incident can get, just when you think you've seen it all, there's a new incident involving quote-unquote black crime. And, you know, and it gets larger and larger and more dramatic.
What's going on, man?
In the name of Jesus.
Watch out, man. You're going to get hurt. In the name of Jesus.
This is what, Ohio? Ohio State Highway Patrol.
Jesus, stop. Hey, this is where I'm about to. Don't touch me, you're going to die. Next time you touch me, you're going to die.
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Five, King Clayton. Send me another unit. He's on foot, going down to Berm.
Now he turns around and starts running at him.
Hey, you gotta go down!
You wanna get
out? You see, normally you just shoot the guy.
That Jesus, bitch!
I don't know where I'm at.
That Jesus, bitch!
Get down on the ground!
Jesus!
The cop doesn't want to shoot him because he knows that's going to be a case, so instead he just keeps tasing him.
Okay, let's see. Come on. All right. Listen. Let's talk to Jesus. Go ahead. Listen.
Get down on the ground now.
Lay down. I'm stronger than you. I'm a Jesus lover.
I'm stronger than you. I'm a Jesus lover.
I'm a Jesus lover. I'm a Jesus lover.
What's going on, man? What's going
on? In the name of Jesus, watch out. In the name of Jesus, watch out.
This guy's crazy. All right, hold on here. Everything about black behavior, from their schizobabble to their crime rates, comes right down to their traditional religions, indicates they are largely function as bipolar for the demonic influences to enter the material. I don't know about that. Trooper shoots and kills Michigan community leader who attacked an officer. Oh, he does end up shooting him and killing him? All right. Video shows Ohio trooper approaching Deshaun Leith, who had crashed his vehicle near the state line. I think it was the state line between Michigan and Ohio. Okay. Leith then attacks the trooper and steals his cruiser. Whoa! He led the police on a chase for 11 minutes while talking to himself. The chase ends when he crashed in North Sewickley, Beaver County. Pennsylvania State Police used legal intervention to stop the pursuit. The Beaver County District Attorney is investigating. The involved troopers are all on administrative duty. This is all crazy shit. The stuff we have to do for this bullshit.
That's Jesus, bitch! That's Jesus, bitch!
Got Jesus, bitch. I don't know. It might be a new line.
Oh!
Get down on the ground!
Jesus! 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 Jesus, Father. Hold on, Jesus. Okay, let's see. Good morning. Let's talk from Jesus. Go ahead. Listen.
Get down on the ground now.
Lay down. I'm strong, Jesus. I'm a Jesus, Father. I'm a Jesus, Father. I'm a Jesus.
Are you listening to the radio?
I think it's
Jesus from you. The devil off the radio. Play that good gospel music. Everlasting God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Hey, car.
He's driving the state trooper's car.
I rebuke anything that gets behind me. I rebuke anything that's in front of me. That's not a follower of Jesus. I tell him to get off the highway. If I can catch my breath, Jesus. Hallelujah. I got Jesus, baby. I got Jesus. I was looking for. It ain't no next place mentality. It ain't no next place.
Swear to God, name Jesus.
Show me your fucking
Thank you for
right
the
now.
Name of Jesus. Thank you for
get
the name of Jesus.
Get out of the fucking car.
Thank you for
Give
the name
me your
of Jesus.
Head.
This is basically what we have running most of our civilization, which is why we don't have civilization. And they've got several different angles. The whole entire episode is captured on video, and it's just another incident. And the amount of money and time spent on this shit is unbelievable. It's absolutely criminal. I see 2025 is going well. This is Chief Trumpster.
What's going on, man? What's going
on? In the name of Jesus, watch out. In the name of Jesus, watch out. Watch out. You're going to get hurt. In the name of Jesus, stop.
In the name of Jesus, watch out. You're going to get hurt. In the name of Jesus. Okay. Absolutely nuts. Let's check this out. Attack on trooper sparks cruiser theft and rollover pursuit crash. Got to be drugs. Nope, he's just black. And again, this is the big blow up today. Tomorrow it'll be another one. They seem to get bigger and bigger, though. More attention. I don't know how many episodes we've had like that, but that face, though. He's got a taser. Now, normally, something like this was running down the road in the name of Jesus attacking a police officer, he just shoots you in the head. I mean, I guarantee you, if you're white and you tried this, you'd be dead very quickly. You're going to die. The idea that they had to go through all that just because he's black is the state of the country. When you kill a white person in America in 2025, I thought this was pretty funny. This is true.
Well, we're moving on now.
Funny. This is what happens when you kill white people, though. Carmela Anthony's family is using the over $400,000 raised on Gibson Go to move into a new home, according to The Sun. Remarkable. Anthony stabbed 17-year-old Austin Metcalf and is praised by many blacks throughout the country. Anthony is using funds from all his fans to move into a new home in a gated community. Given that Carmelo has no prior criminal history, and given that this young man has not been in any sort of trouble before, $1 million is not necessary. This family needs to be able to survive. They've been a tremendous amount of pressure. I think at this point, living in a gated community, given everything, the safety of the younger children is very warranted. Security details and criminal defense are not cheap. Yeah, he'll get off on some kind of charge, some type of plea.
We're up.
Anthony bought a car. Why not? He's black. Yeah, once they saw the videotape, apparently the first lawyers ditched him. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on, really. I think he can get off because of the jury. Let's see here. Banned Meta glasses. Let's see here. Anthony's team releases a POV video film, Ray-Ban Meta glasses, brag about intimidating a female reporter. They're treating him like a celebrity. The black community is just crazy. How many of our people gave money to him? Zero. I would imagine everyone that gave money to him is black.
All right. Come on, man. Just follow me. Just stay close, okay?
This is the video we just saw.
Do you have anything that you'd like to say, Carmelo? Do you have anything that you'd like to say to the victim? To the family of the victim? Why were you armed, sweetheart? Carmelo,
sweetheart.
Why were you armed at school?
You'll get a light sentence. I don't know, you might get off.
Explain your self-defense. How is this self-defense?
You might get the death penalty.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
It really comes. I can't see a jury.
Excuse me.
Something you like to say?
Anything you want to say to the community that's donated?
Anything you want to say to the community that's donated? They're going to keep him in funds, killing Whitey. You know, it's a sport. Carmelo Anthony renting $900,000 home in gated community with family, bought new car after release on bond in Austin Metcalf murder case. It's amazing that this is going to be a very, very expensive trial for this young man, this black guy. He's paying these black attorneys a lot of money. He's paying for security. They're going to drain that money. And then, of course, they move him into a $900,000 home in a gated community, which is going to be maybe, what, $3,000, $4,000 a month rent? $4,000, maybe $5,000 or more month rent, a month rent? I mean, you're going to go through that money pretty quickly. I guess they plan on just keep raising money. They're just going to keep raising money and whatnot. You know. I don't know. What's going on, Rumble? Yeah, a lot of people are pissed. That's for sure. So, yeah, that particular judge, a lot of people are pointing this out. Let me see if he has the judge on here. All right, there's the, you know, it wasn't about race, Metcalf's father. Mother is pretty angry.
This Carmelo Anthony case is everything that white people hate. Y'all tried to make it seem like, oh, he's a thug. He had no business being where he was at. Yada, yada, yada. Why do you have a knife? Blah, blah, blah. Y'all are mad how we really came and rallied behind this young man, as we should. And I'm going to donate again and again and again and again and again.
They don't give a shit. Most of them are in credit card debt. Whole sections of them, but you know how that's how it goes. This is the judge, Carmelo Anthony. Judge Angela Tucker goes to ground as she's blasted for letting teen killer out of jail. She's hiding off Twitter, but this is the story of America right here. A young black takes the life of a white kid, and then you have the black judge. Donald Trump, nah, he's not Jewish, so he's not covering it. You know, there you go. Probably Soros appointed. Well, they run these areas anyways. They take over and run these areas like little fiefdoms, you know. I don't know how much they can actually afford this country. This type of thing is just destroying the whole entire empire. It's just eating it alive. Is that a man? I don't think so. Wait a minute. A wretched PC-complexioned hood rat murders a 3.9 GPA Snow White athlete in cold blood in front of a tent full of witnesses. This is Chris Langan, one of the smartest men in the world. And the reaction is to make an internet millionaire out of him and send him home as a hero, as his victim, who unlike him was actually worth something to society, lies in a coffin and the BLM sides with the dirty little murderer in order to pick his pockets. This is not a good sign. If some judicial activists let this little animal off, it will amount to calling open season on Whitey. But this time, Whitey might not be inclined to roll around in the dirt, along with Pelosi, Schumer, and Newsom, to suck the dog dew off the hind paws of rabid Negroes. This time, there may not be anything left of BLM when it's all over, but a smoking pile of well-perforated hoodies and $250 welfare sneakers. Whoosh! Yeah, they're attacking him for this, Chris Langham. I'm sorry, but crime statistics and the educational incapacity of your kind speak entirely for themselves. Yeah, I'm just waiting till the empire lets things boil over to the extent that they want to do something about it. You know, our whole entire lives, you basically, over decades, post-1965, they've used cases like this to make, it's kind of like a black terror, let black terror reign over the country to keep white people in check. Now, of course, it's destroying the empire. Yeah, Chris does know. Chris Langham definitely knows. Carmelo Anthony is safe at home. The moment is a reminder that a community united can never be divided. The journey ahead is long, but today we celebrate a victory for justice. Yes, he's at his home. There's his lawyer. And he's doing well. He's rich. Killed a white kid. Got rich killing a white kid. The problem with getting rich killing when you have a community celebrating this It doesn't discourage it. This is the problem. The judge hasn't discouraged it. The fundraising hasn't discouraged it. It simply encouraged it. You know? And they're just encouraging it. The problem, of course, on his angle or the judge's angle, well, they shut down her Twitter account. Not shut it down, made it private. They're just being attacked. Well, 1965 is when it became formal. I know the history. I'm talking about Civil Rights Act. Whenever the Civil Rights Act was actually passed, when it became formal, it wasn't 65. I might be wrong on the date, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Toll payer got called out. Yeah. The internet takes over, though, and the internet is vicious. It's vicious. You just can't ban enough white kids off the internet. And even banning them doesn't work. They come back. Sick racist trolls inundate dead University of Utah athlete's Facebook page, blaming her for her own murder for dating a black guy. All right. As cops reveal, she met her killer while he worked as a bar bouncer. Lauren McCluskey, 21, was murdered by Melvin Roland, 37, on Monday night. Roland dragged her into a car while she was on a phone with a mom and shot her. They dated for 30 days before she found he lied about age, criminal history. But trolls are now blaming Lauren for her own horrific murder on Facebook. So he was 37. He told her probably he was 27. He lied about his age to date her. And then she fell for it. You know, just a naive white girl falling for it. Oh. Probably very little exposure. But how can you not be exposed to the internet? They're saying no loss. What the hell is wrong with you people? Go back to the holes you crawl out of. Kristen Soderbergh dated a 37-year-old thug. She got what she deserved. Man. You're a disgusting human being. No one deserves to be killed, no matter the circumstances. She was disgusting. You're right. Yes, basically, around blacks never relax. They're calling her a mud shark. Well, she was. Look at that. Look what shows up. Guys, is it true she dated this rat? Because I highly doubt that a college girl whose mom was a professor at university, his bro and father learned mechanical engineering, dated an unfamiliar, suspicious black guy who's twice her age with a criminal background. I highly doubt that. Did you read the story? He lied to her about his age, name, history, etc. Well, that's what criminals do. Criminals lie. The problem is you're dealing with an ever-increasing number of predators that have been allowed to run around Western civilization. You know? Yeah, toll paid. As of right now, it's a story. But it's kind of funny. Because this is like a dime a dozen. These girls like this that get killed by blacks. Or young white guys that get harmed by blacks. And the pushback online, eventually what we know is messaging generally pushes out in the public space. It's like first rap was underground, and then it's all over the place. Radio stations pick it up, so on and so forth. This type of thing is sort of the same way. Except, you know, the powers that be are always pushing back, but eventually it's going to go across. It's just going to filter across the board and blow out. That's the problem. And, I mean, it's coming out. The internet is coming out in the real world in all kinds of ways, shapes, colors, and forms. This is a great example. Now, I'm guessing this is a Pegidus. This looks like a Pegid to me. I guess it could be. I know that there are – I'm thinking of Chile. The country Chile has women that look like this as well. So there are some countries in South America, but I'm guessing this is an Indian woman. She could be from South America, though. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever seen a woman from like some parts of South America that are heavily Indian? But I'm guessing that this is this is a Pegid. Listen to this, though. How many young whites are now acting like Negroes? Way too many.
And I will find out where you stay at, bitch.
Nigger.
You got me
nigger.
Yeah, the Chilean women, there are South American countries where women look like this, but I think she might be Indian, but I could be wrong. She might be from South America.
And I won't find out where you stay at, bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm sitting here going into the parking lot asking if you good.
Bitch,
you been staring at me.
With your fake ass eyelashes.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give.
Well, this is California. The reason I'm saying it's South America, she could be from South America. She's in California, which, I mean, statistically, anything goes, I guess.
Get out of my face, you fucking nigger.
South America would be more dominant.
I won't find out where you stay at, bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm sitting here going into the parking lot asking if you good.
Bitch,
you been staring at me.
With your fake ass eyelashes.
I don't give a fuck. I don't
get out of my face, you fucking nigger. Stop.
Stay at, bitch. You got me fucked up. I'm sitting here.
You got me fucked up.
Going into the parking lot asking if you good.
Bitch,
you been staring at me.
With your fake ass eyelashes.
I don't give a fuck. I don't
get out of my face, you fuck.
Pinoli was all rednecks until 1970s. I believe it. Yeah, so I don't know if this is South America. Make a call, Global Chat. Is this woman from South America, somewhere like Chile, the Andes? You know what I'm talking about. Those Indian women from the Andes Mountain look like this to me. Or is she Indian? I don't know.
And I won't find out where you stay at, bitch.
She's just not hesitating. She's got it on. But this is all because of social media. This is all because of online antics, online shit. That's how it goes. You know, it is what it is. So we're just going to have to figure it out, I guess. It's crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy. We got more links coming, though. More links coming. And all kinds of stuff going on with the economy. We're going to get to that. Everything just leaks out. Eventually, there's just going to probably be some type of event. It won't be predictable, but there'll be some kind of catalyst, and there's just going to be like some type of wrenching experience in this society. Now, let me head over here. Yeah, Easter is this week, this weekend. What are you guys doing for Easter? She's a Jeet? Okay, Global Chat says she's a Jeet. I can't tell because some of these South American women do kind of look that way to me, especially like the Chileans. She's either Indian or like Aztec or something. That's, well, I don't know what they call those women from the Indian, from the Andes and whatnot. You know what I'm talking about, those Chile women. Some of those Chilean women. Indian Uber driver avoids jail for killing young dad while making illegal turn in Adelaide. He's no risk to the society. He kills a dad making a legal turn in Adelaide, but he's no risk to society, so they just let him out. You guys gotta laugh, it's so bad. It's absolutely horrible. Let's see here. We got Muslim stuff making the news, and I am assuming between Muslims and Chinese, it's just going to be open season on making fun of chinks or making fun of Muslims because the empire is at war. They're in economic war with both, really, but, you know, the Chinese are making the news, but, let's see what's going on here. And the reason I say this is because with what came out with 4chan, and we're going to cover that later, being most of 4chan was post from Israel. Most, it's like the whole entire thing was being controlled by Israeli posts or probably Israeli bots. I don't know how much of social media is going down that road as well. I do know that the empire is going to have to do something about the black problem. We already know they have a solution for the Muslim problem.
Salam alaikum. Alaikum salam, Bratitska.
Salam alaikum, Bratitska. Speciali.
He's got an Uzi on his face. Yeah, a lot of creepy people creeping around. Let's see here. Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan are openly saying they're here to destroy America. This American empire must fall. People are willing to fight and put their lives on the line. Bring these Western empires down. Islam should be banned in the West. Kind of intriguing. We're going to listen to this here for a second. Let me pull this up. You see, in Dearborn, my experience is there are those that have been westernized, but there's so many piled in here post September 11, 2001, that it's like impossible to integrate all these people, and that's a good thing. In other words, they haven't been let's say they're a Muslim minority and they're usually, you know, because of racisms and whatnot, they're used to lying, trying to say they're Italian and stuff like that. That is broken down in these enclaves. So you probably have some very aggressive elements that have been let in here, I would imagine. Huge sleeper cells in the old... huge sleeper cells that got into the country, to say the least, into Western civilization. But let's listen to this. So these type of views are not uncommon in the Muslim population. I would imagine they'll become more and more staple across Western civilization with the massive numbers they've let in. But I always say at one point, Dearborn, Michigan only had one high school that was Muslim. And then, of course, you have three high schools in Dearborn, and they're all Muslim. But one of them appears to be one, like, more Americanized Muslims type of thing.
Message for the people of Gaza is going to be more of the message that should be sent to the people here.
Well, he's perfect English, though.
In that they have achieved victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down, because they must come down.
That's like standard leftist talking points, though. That's not a big deal. Whoever sent this in, whoever tagged this for me, this isn't a big deal. This is like standard leftist talking points molded into Islam. You know, that's how it goes. The generation nons are the most radical. I don't know. First generation non-whites. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. They have a lot of businesses. They have a lot of uncles that have businesses, and they're doing well. They have their own communities. They operate like Jews. They support their own. That's encouraged. They have their own bakeries and restaurants. They have their own little habitat. And so it's hard to say that exactly what it would mean. Looks like we have a kebab burner here. I don't think he might own a kebab shop. I don't know. There's all kinds of those in Dearborn. But these days, but Dearborn, Michigan was a relatively, the east side was a small Lebanese community. Post September 11, 2001, it's mushroomed. So no one knows really what's there. I mean, no one knows what's there. And that's the problem, you know. F with the brown, you will end up in the ground. I don't know about that. Glassify all the Middle East. Well, that's kind of what Israel wants to do, and they want to bring them to our country so we fight them here, you know. The whitest thing in Dearborn, Henry Ford Museum, stuff like that, it's all white people there. There's huge white sections. There's no doubt about that. It's just kind of like they creeped out of Eastern Dearborn. They took over the other high school. Then they took over the high school on the farthest, the high school furthest west is only part Muslim. But it seems like the ones there are very Americanized, is what I hear. But the problem is so bad. There are parts in Michigan, and once you get out, let's say an hour outside of Detroit, it's nothing but white all the way for 8 hours north. For 8 hours north, you will be hard-pressed to see anything. Every once in a while, there might be an Indian or something like that from the Indian reservations, like the Chippewa and blah, 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 blah. But by and large, you're going to be hard-pressed to see anything but white once you get out an hour outside of the city. I mean, there are some large cities with some small black populations, that type of thing, but you get the picture. So the state, the upper part of the state is mostly white, but there's places, let's say 30, 40 minutes outside of metropolitan Detroit that were once like just 10, 15 years ago, 90% white, and now they're like 40% Bajit. So the Indians are heavily moved in. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy how fast things have changed, and people don't realize it because there's so much land and you can kind of spread out. Frankenmuth, Saginaw, Flint, you do have small black populations there. Well, actually, some of those places pretty good. But you get the, you understand what I'm saying. You really have, you're really going to have to go looking for, they're heavily isolated when you start talking about Saginaw or Flint. They're going to be isolated, or even Lansing. They're heavily isolated. And you're going to have to really go looking to find them in those particular places, in those particular parts of the state. But once you go north, I mean, the numbers radically go white, you know. Yeah, Frankenmuth would be another one. I deliver to Frankenmuth all the time. Hard to find them. Frankenmuth is very white. I don't know if, like, non-whites even go to places like Frankenmuth. It's kind of like a Christmas village type thing. It's famous for their chicken. The Jews were heavily concerned with Michigan because you have this giant Muslim community that moved just south of the giant Jewish community, which is in Southfield, which is about, would be about 15 minutes outside, 10 minutes outside of Detroit. It's connected to Detroit. You can look up these areas on a map, so it's kind of crazy. I did not grow up in Dearborn. I grew up in, you see, Dearborn was one giant city, and then they split it up into Dearborn, Dearborn Heights. So, my wife loves the Christmas Village. Yeah, Frankenmuth is a super white. Plus, they got that place with all the, they got the shopping, the, what do they call it? The warehouse stores, the discount stores for some of those name brands. What do they call that? Outlet. The outlet stores near Frankenmuth. It's all white people stuff. But, I mean, once you get outside that particular zone, the greater metropolitan area, you've got to go looking. I mean, good luck finding them in Traverse City and stuff like that. You know, it is what it is. Yeah, so the Jews were kind of concerned that all these Muslims are moving into their heavily dominated areas like New York and, let's say, Michigan. You know, you got Bloomfield Hills, Southfield, a giant Orthodox community in Southfield. I don't, never been there or anything like that, but there's a giant one there. LA as well, of course. But it's a problem. It's a problem. It's a problem they want to fix, I guess. The outlet you can see from I-75, yeah, those are those giant outlets. You guys know what I'm talking about. I don't even know what's there. The last time I went to Frankenmuth, the person I was with, I went to the outlet, you know, women. But that's been quite a while. This is pretty funny. Texas Democrat pleads guilty to posting fake racist comments in order to garner sympathy. Yeah, I say deport. Getting a little traction on that one. Texas Democrat, they don't even mention his name. I don't see his name. I don't really care. He's obviously Hispanic, I would imagine. I can't really tell. Muslims in Western countries want, like the Palestinians, to take out the oppression. Then if Palestine is liberated, move back to take up the elite positions. Pretty sickening. Well, that's how it works. That's absolutely positively how it works. The Mexicans were up by Traverse City. They're trying to import more and more to fill certain jobs. But I think probably 10 years from now, they'll have moved more and more north as they find out how all these nice, a lot of those places are super nice, but a lot of them are just too expensive with rough winters, you know. That's how it goes. This is pretty funny. This speech is pretty mild, though. If you really think about this speech, you guys will have to name the movie it's from. You guys are going to have to guess the movie in the comment section. See if any of you guys can guess the movie. How many of you guys have actually seen this movie? This is going to be mild. This is a skinhead speech, a famous skinhead speech by a famous actor.
All right, listen up.
Let me turn it up.
All right, listen up. We need to open our eyes. There's over 2 million illegal immigrants bedding down in this state tonight.
Yeah, Blue Nose caught it quick. American History X.
Spent $3 billion last year on services for those people who had no right to be here in the first place. $3 billion. $400 million just to lock up a bunch of illegal immigrant criminals.
Well, sounds like a Donald Trump speech now.
They got into this country because the fucking INS decided it's not worth the effort to screen for convicted felons. Who gives a shit? Our government doesn't give a shit. Our border policy is a joke. So is anybody surprised that south of the border they're laughing at us? Laughing at our laws?
Yeah.
Every night, thousands of these parasites stream across the border like some fucking pinata exploding. Don't laugh! There's nothing funny going on here. This is about your life and mine. It's about decent, hardworking Americans falling through the cracks and getting the shaft because their government cares more about the constitutional rights of a bunch of people who aren't even citizens of this country. On the Statue of Liberty, it says, give me your tired, you're hungry, you're poor. Well, it's Americans who are tired and hungry and poor. And I say until you take care of that, close the fucking book. Because we're losing. We're losing our right to pursue our destiny. We're losing our freedom. So that a bunch of fucking foreigners can come in here and exploit our country. And this isn't something that's going on far away. This isn't something that's happening places we can't do anything about it. It's happening right here. Right in our neighborhood, right in that building behind you. Archie Miller ran that grocery store since we were kids here. Dave worked there, Mike worked there. He went under, and now some fucking Korean owns it, who fired these guys, and is making a killing because he hired 40 fucking border jumpers. I see this shit going on, and I don't see anybody doing anything about it.
Seems pretty mild-mannered if you think about it, compared to now. This is like a moderate Trump speech now. You know, Trump plans to give money flight tickets to illegal immigrants in part of a self-deportation program. It's kind of funny. So the idea is that here, we're going to give you money, we're going to give you tickets, we're going to give you an iPhone or whatever he's saying, and you're going to self-deport, and then you're going to register, and if we need you, we're going to let you back in. I don't know if he thinks he's being slick. If he's trying to scam, here's the thing with this one. Are you trying to scam the Mexicans? Are you trying to scam your supporters? Or are you trying to scam both? Because they're not going to buy that. The Mexicans aren't going to buy that. You're going to let them back in and you're just pissing off your supporters by saying you're doing this. But here's the thing. This may be the only way he can get around the judges is some kind of lame proposal like this. The judges are the problem. I don't know. Hold on. Your Trump administration pushing immigrants to self-deport as its deportation numbers lag. You're going to have to get BlackRock, $500,000 a month. They got to do something. And Judge Boasberg to launch contempt proceedings into the Trump administration. You got all these judges attacking him, and that's the big problem. Hold on. Let's listen to him. So rather than deport them, he's going to pay them to become legal immigrants. He can't deport them. The judges won't let them be deported, really. He's got a serious problem here, and he's going to have to do something. This is all so lame and but predictable. And no one really knows. I mean, is he serious? Does he want them to self-deport? Is this kind of some type of scheme? I don't know. All this doing is pissing off his supporters, but...
As you probably know, we're doing a self-deportation, and we're going to make it comfortable for people, and we're going to work with those people to come back into our country legally.
The good ones. ¿Está funcionando la autodeportación?
Well, we're starting it. We haven't started it right now. We're getting the murderers out. We have our total aim on the very bad ones, as you can imagine, because you have some great people that came in, but we have some very bad ones. We had 11,088 murderers. Half of them killed more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
These are rough, bad people. We want them out. And that's mostly our focus.
Yeah.
Now, normally, you would just send out a military to engage these people and throw them out. But, I mean, you're dealing with criminals that have murdered people. So when does the Wild West turn into the Wild West?
But what we want to do is we're going to have a
It's like a poster, dead or alive type thing.
Deportation program, which we haven't even announced yet. I guess I'm announcing it to you. Why not, Rachel? Here it is. The only thing I haven't determined is what are we going to do? We're going to give them a stipend. We're going to give them some money and a plane ticket. And then we're going to work with them.
Did I say BlackRock and Blackwater? Sorry.
If they're good, if we want them back in, we're going to work with them to get them back in as
Yeah, I think Blackwater needs to hire pro-white consultants if they get that gig. That would be great. It'd be a great gig. Be a consultant. Where's my stipend? Yeah, I don't know. This isn't working on anyone. Now, the one person I would say in the Trump administration that seems to be serious about getting rid of some people, I just don't know how many are going to be non-Muslims, is Miller. What do you guys think about Miller? He's very Jewish, and he's, you know, he seems to be the only one that really gives a shit about making moves. We'll see. They're on their ass about the deporting a gangbanger. Deport a gangbanger, and they get upset. Let's listen to what he has to say.
All right, Mr. Miller. Van Halen is going to El Salvador tomorrow. What do you think the chances are of him returning with the terrorists?
I judge them to be quite low, Jesse. The Senator Van Halen seems to be under the very confused impression that this MS-13 terrorist...
I would like to hear conversations between Stephen Miller and all the liberal, like, Jews that run immigration, this and that, because they're obviously on both sides of this game.
Is his constituent. He is President Bukele's constituent. He is President Bukele's citizen. He is President Bukele's resident. He is not a Maryland man. He is not a Maryland anything. He is an illegal alien from El Salvador with a deportation order from the United States. He is not legally even allowed to be in our country. But under the due process that these Democrats so venerate for illegal invaders, it is legally impermissible for him to have one more minute in this country.
All right. All right. A lot of people are studying Miller to see, try to figure out exactly what he's up to. The only individual in Trump's administration I find truly fascinating, this is Russians with Attitude, who I've interviewed, by the way, on a personal level, Stephen Miller, totally monomania, doesn't care about anything other than deporting foreigners, a man on a mission. Every leader needs a henchman like that. Policy fight in Washington is, as a staffer serving his boss, he was excellent. Let's see here. In a conversation about H-1B visas, he was talking so passionately that he actually wept. Well, they're trying to save the empire, and the Jewish asses are on the line in the empire. I mean, they got a lot to lose, right? As the meeting ended, Miller held up his hand and made a final comment. I didn't mean this to come across as harsh. His voice dropped. That this is all I care about. I don't have a family. I don't have anything else. This is my life. Oh, shit. He wants to get rid of illegal immigrants. He has the president's complete trust. Trump's complained about everyone, never him. Mr. Trump may not complain about Mr. Miller, but he does occasionally poke at his obsession with immigrants, a hostility that goes far beyond Mr. Trump's. In one meeting during 2024 campaign, Mr. Trump said that if it was up to Mr. Miller, there would be only 100 million people in this country, and they would all look like Mr. Miller. What does that mean? Does it mean Jewish? According to a person with knowledge of the comment, Carolyn Levitt, Mr. Trump's spokesperson, just declined to comment. Well, that would be the best news I ever heard if he only wanted America to be 100 million people. But looking like him, that means 100 million Jews. Do you guys think maybe he's one of those Jews that thinks of himself as white? I mean, they are out there. They're just so rare. And none of them are rabbis. The only individual in the Trump administration I find truly fascinating. Curious. I mean, he's controlling the immigration thing. He's the driving force behind it. From the sounds, the way the everything reads, if it wasn't for this guy's pushing, there would, like, the Donald Trump doesn't really care that much, other than he wants to look like he's getting rid of dangerous illegals. But ICE is getting funny. They've let ICE off the leash, so to speak. Here's a guy getting on an elevator. Let's see here. Caught on camera, ICE brings down a Venezuelan criminal who tried to bolt from a New Hampshire courthouse. He's not crypto at all. He's part Jewish. I mean, everyone knows that. No, white nationals would never give Miller credit. They would just say he had to do it to save the empire. I mean... the empire doesn't really benefit us at the moment. Most empires never benefit the founding stock. I don't think ever do. They maybe for a little bit financially, it may seem like it, but in the end, it's just, you know, one thing after another. Oh, man. Let's go over the speech. You know what? Let me take a break really quick. I'll be back in a few minutes. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Appreciate the support. Let me take a break, and we're going to... I mean, the society, the Western civilization and the financialization of everything is just so far removed from the honor cultures and the societies that our ancestors would have built. You know, it's just so far removed from reality. But we're going to go over some things. We're going to talk about
Doge.
We're going to talk about Doge. We're going to talk about this pretty funny statement about bankers. We're going to talk about Qi. And we're going to talk about the tariffs and who's behind the tariff and the guy with Trump's phone number. It's kind of fascinating, but it's pretty much what I told you the other day. It's all the usual suspects. But China has definitely pissed some people off with some of their mercantilist practices. And it isn't just us. We're just taking a lead role here. Yeah, Catherine Austin Fitz made a funny statement. It's pretty entertaining. Hitler made a more prescient statement. We're going to play that to begin with. But I'll be here. I'll be back in a few minutes. Let me take a break here. Okay, we are back. Let's see what we got here. How did Hitler know 100 years ago that Jews would use stock exchange system to send your jobs overseas to maximize profits rather than caring about the middle class? We've got Hitler yet again. Of course, a lot of white businessmen went along with it. I think sometimes we give the Jews too much credit and the traitors too little.
In parallel with this, however, there was a gradual monetization of the entire labor force.
This is another Hitler speech that has been translated.
The share system came into being, and as a result, the stock exchange gradually became the conductor of the entire national economy, but the owners of this institution were, and are without exception, Jews. I say without exception, because the few more than who participate in it as non-Jews are in the end nothing more than token Christians who are needed to keep up the pretense to the broad masses that these institutions are natural to all peoples and their economies, while in reality they are institutions which correspond exclusively to the essence of the Jewish people and thus also spring from it. At that time, Europe stood at a crossroads. It began to divide into two halves, Western Europe on the one hand and Central and Eastern Europe on the other. Western Europe first advanced in industrialization, especially in England, crowds of agricultural laborers, sons of farmers or ruined farmers themselves, poured into the cities and formed a new fourth estate. But there is one important fact here which many fail to take into account. England, like France, had relatively few Jews. The consequence of this, however, was that the great masses concentrated in the cities did not come into direct contact with this foreign nation, and the aversion which would necessarily arise did not find sufficient nourishment. Finally, the Jews of England, who at that time numbered scarcely 50 to 60,000, were able to Europeanize themselves with playful ease to such an extent that they remained hidden from the primitive eye of the common man, and he could not notice them as pillars of the economy, but especially as the bearers of great capital. They no longer appeared as foreigners, but as Englishmen themselves. This prevented anti-Semitism from gaining fundamental power in these countries. The same was true of France. Precisely because of this, however, it was possible to introduce in these countries the system known as democracy. Precisely in these countries, it was possible to establish a form of government that could mean nothing but the outweighing of intelligence and true energy by the sheer dead weight of the masses. In other words, it was possible there for the small class of Jewish intelligentsia hidden in the British people to manipulate the broad masses with playful ease in such a way that the latter, unaware of whom they were obeying, served the purposes of this small class.
Okay. Kings and queens and naive white people. Yeah. Napoleon said centuries ago, financiers only have loyalty to one thing, gains, no allegiance to the people or motherland. It's true. For the most part.
Is Doge really, can you take it at face value, or is there another agenda here? Because remember, just yesterday, I think Doge, you know, they're on board with the $1 trillion budget for the Pentagon.
Right. So you have the Pentagon saying they want $1 trillion, but you want
$1 trillion. No cutting that budget.
Also,
you would think just for posterity, just for optics, they would cut it 10%.
You know, a lot of the money they cut early, you suddenly up the amount you were sending to Israel. Boom. And that's why Messi, I think, is saying.
Yes, white people are always naive. We belong to a race of suckers, surrounded by traitors and Jews.
You know, I want to know that money's going back to Treasury. I'm not sure it is.
Yeah, you got people complaining, oh, what, it's $60 billion to Ukraine. But they're silent about the $350 billion that's gone to Israel since 1948.
It's kind of funny they're talking about this.
Utterly silent about that. And it's like, well, if you're going to complain about Ukraine, and you should complain about that, I do, then be honest, be intellectually thorough and consistent and complain about Israel too. But oh no, they're special.
They are special. Israel's special. Don't complain about the money Israel's getting. Complain about the money Ukraine's getting.
You have this whole world of people who's like, oh, I don't want the dollar. I hate the United States. It's the great Satan, blah, 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 blah. But then they pull out their smartphone and they're like, whoa, stablecoin is so cool. And it's, I love it. You know, and they leave their own currency and go to that. And it's, as long as it's Apple Pay and Google Pay, it's a totally different brand. This is the great Satan. And this is young, cool, and innovative. And you're thinking,
you got it. The bankers have got you checkmated, bud.
it's just the same coin flipped over.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
All roads lead back to banks issuing IOUs.
I used to have a partner.
We're definitely built for a world of our own. Not built to interact with a lot of these different groups because we don't do very well.
Say, it's just like a Roach motel. There's one way in and no way out. You have this whole world of people who's like, oh, I don't want the dollar. I hate the United States.
Yeah. Apple Pay, Google Pay, Bitcoin. In time, they get it all cornered. It's kind of all part of the program. Xi fights Trump's tariffs with global charm offensive. And the reason he's doing that is because Bessent's grand strategy used tariff negotiations to isolate China from the rest of the world. Trump is hiking tariffs to China. Let's see. We want countries to choose between us and China. Well, America has this enormous market. It's a third of the world's consumption. And it's just an enormous market that the world can't be cut off from. Trump gives ultimatum to Latin America, choose between the USA and China. They should do that. What should Latin America do? China has three options. Concede defeat to whatever Trump demands. Devalue the yuan by 20-40%. Unleash biggest fiscal stimulus in history. $2 to $3 trillion, which will push its debt off the chart. Well, we'll have to see what happens. We have more stuff in the news. What I wanted to bring you guys is this. This is the guy that has Trump on speed dial. This is the man that has Trump on speed dial. His name is Mr. O'Leary. Don't let his name fool you, the guy on the left. I think he's like part Jewish. I think his mother's Jewish or something, but you get the picture. But what he says in this, he's giving you in the first 3 minutes their particular thinking on the issue. You're getting like behind the scenes thinking on the issue. Yeah, he is Jewish. Jewish, definitely Jewish. He's got an Irish name. I think his dad was Irish or something, or his grandpa. I don't know. I don't know how he got the Irish name. Maybe he just lied. I don't know. So hold on here. Let me play this for you guys. The first few minutes, you get an overview of what's going on and why they're doing this, at least when it comes to intellectual property. They have a big problem with the Chinese.
About China like you are. Why?
Because I've lived it. I've lived it for almost a quarter of a century. The way it works, let me be very specific so it's just not noise, okay? Let's say you have a great innovation here in America. Somebody comes along and creates a product that reduces the cost of maintaining a hotel, a bathtub, or sink by 30%. Company like DrainWig, you know, it's just a very simple technology that you put down.
We call it Roto-Rooter here.
Yeah, but this actually is something that you put down the drain, and then you pull it out every 90 days, throw it away, and put another one down. But it's patented, and it was made in China because that's where the mold was. What happens is as soon as a product like that hits 5 million run rate in the American domestic market, so it's a proven winner, you know it's a winner, it gets knocked off in China. And let's say, I'm just giving you numbers. Let's say you spend $100 million developing the product, okay, in R&D, in the United States. You raise the money. You're an entrepreneur. You worked 8 days a week. You worked your tail off, and now you got a hit. Not every product's a hit, but this is a hit because it's proven itself to 5 million. It's always around 5 million this happens. Boom, it gets knocked off in China. You find it on Alibaba at 30 to 40% discount, and it's on Amazon too, and it's being sold in retail, sometimes under the same name in the U.S., the U.S. retailers. And it's a small company that just got started. The Chinese knocked it off. ripped off the IP, don't even care, you can't go litigate, you can go to the World Trade Organization that they agreed to back in 2000 to be part of, and there's rules about that, but they ignore them all. They've never, ever, ever complied, not once, and there's thousands of complaints to WTO. I mean, I could just go on with a litany of reasons why this, and finally, I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. Enough, because you can't cheat and steal forever. And we've not given them a single consequence. Nothing happens to them when they do this.
That's where I was going to go. You said they don't comply. We have rules, laws, regulations about this. Why have we gone soft on all that?
Try and enforce them. Try and bring a case. You know, here's something else. Okay, you're a Chinese company, and you want to litigate a competitor in the United States. You can hire an American lawyer and sue the crap out of that American company. Try and do that in China. You don't have a reciprocal right to do that. You cannot do that in China. So my attitude is, okay, Chinese company, if you're a controlled Chinese company, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, you can't use the American legal system, not until you give us reciprocal rights. I'm sorry. You're just shut off. Now, here's another one. If you go and look on the NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, there's $800 billion worth of market capitalization of Chinese companies that don't comply by American GAAP laws. I have to comply. I have to pay millions of dollars to actually comply with the rules of the SEC and all the other regulators. The Chinese guys don't, and they get to raise money. So when I'm trying to raise dollars, I'm competing with a Chinese company that doesn't even comply. I mean, how is that even legal?
Donald Trump's on your speed dial. Does he get this?
Yes, and the good news.
You see, this is the thing. Here's the thing. Hold on. Ryan GGG, what's up, buddy? You doing okay, sir? When you hear them say China steals from us or China doesn't allow us free speech, replace us with Jews, that's what they are actually concerned with. Well, they're concerned with their empire and the fact that the Chinese have a particular mercantile practice that is very similar to theirs. There's just more of them. And you can't exactly do anything with the Chinese. The problem, there's a bigger issue, though, with what he's pointing out. The number of cases of this type of thing happening isn't just in the USA. It's also in France and Germany, basically Italy especially. There's a lot of different innovative, and Japan I hear as well has this complaint, that there's no recourse when the Chinese steal your intellectual property, and they're stealing it at a very alarming rate. And so that is a global phenomenon where they want the U.S. to lead on this particular issue. But this has definitely pissed off the powers that be in America.
Who's there is they just brought a new sheriff into town. He's just got approved. His name is Paul Atkins. He's the new head of the SEC. And he will finally make these companies comply. There's a law on the books that was brought out 4 years ago by Rick Scott, senator from Florida, that says, if you're a Chinese company, you're not complying with GAAP, you have 36 months to comply. Then he tightened the law, made it 24 months, and if you don't comply, you're delisted. So I'm asking, and I went to the Hill last week, I said to Atkins, hey, are you going to enforce this law? Because I got no problem competing with any company that I have to play in the same level playing field with. And he said, yeah, we're going to start delisting these companies finally. And that Rick Scott sent him a letter he made public last week saying, hey, look, do your job, because if you don't, I'm going to make a lot of noise. And I think that's what Atkins is going to do. So the Chinese are getting squeezed in the capital markets. I want them to be squeezed in the IP markets. And I want to do
intellectual property is what he means.
Business in China, and I want to compete there. And I love the Chinese people. I got no problem with them.
Well, here's the problem. This is a part of their mercantilist culture. And their mercantilist culture is part and partial. Culture is race gone to seed. I don't know whether he doesn't understand this or whether he doesn't care, and this is part of his spiel, you know. Are all the Wall Street firm's executives who shipped America's manufacturing base to Asia being executed for treason? Well, actually, it was mostly consultants and Washington facilitating it. Well, you know, the usual suspects, the Fortune 500. Now they're facilitating everything coming back, which they can do.
Their government, all of this stuff is
not
happening at the same time. So it's different.
Stuff they deem critical.
Different than the other tariff negotiations. I say 400% tariffs on China. Shut them down until Xi comes to the table and resolves all these issues.
How is he reacting now? How is Xi reacting to all this?
Well,
I don't know if he can change that culture, though, other than letting American companies sue there. I can't see them doing that.
It just started, 4 days ago when these things went on. So I think
the tariffs he's known for a while.
Yeah, but now he's facing reality. Here, Xi doesn't face an election. He actually faces one every day. He's got millions of people employed in these factories. They make stuff. The largest consumer market, 39% of all goods consumed on Earth, is the United States of America. It's the largest economy on Earth, multi-trillion dollar.
These just think they can have every aspect of their company and manufacturing take place in China, and then call the shots from 10,000 miles away, and the Chinese won't steal from them. Yeah.
Economy represents 21.6% of the world GDP. He can't keep his people employed unless it's 21.6% of the world GDP. He can't keep his people employed unless he has access to the American markets. It's a head.
So basically, America's 20% of the world's GDP and one-third of all consumption.
Squeezer for him. It's like something's going to get resolved here, but basically Trump has shut down trade, 100% or 400%, same thing. You're not selling anything in America.
Let's talk North Dakota a little bit. What is possible?
Okay, so that's the inside loop. That's the inside game from someone with Trump on speed dial of what's going on and what's going to happen. And we're going to cover more headlines here as we go toward the next phase of the show. Keep that in mind, though. But Trump, tariffs, my guess is the Chinese, they put in a new negotiator. They're going to be at the table. Trump will be at the table. There's some things they're going to take out of China. Some things are not going to take out of China. I think they thought they could control the Chinese or something along those lines, but you can't. You cannot control the Chinese. It's just not going to work that way. There's no reason for them to believe that they could control the Chinese. But they did. And they got screwed. What's up, Big Floppa? Big Floppa's here. Hopefully you're doing well out there. Oh, man. China unexpectedly appoints a new trade negotiator amid U.S. tariff war. And I don't know enough about this guy to comment fully. I mean, it's one of those type of ordeals. You know, what do we know about this guy? Most like a lot of times they change, they're going to look to change negotiation approaches. You know, like he said, the head of the president of China doesn't have to worry about an election, but he does have to worry about the economy. They are such a big exporter. They need access to American markets, but got a lot of people pissed off around the world at China. Businessmen, if you will. China unexpectedly appoints new trade negotiator. Okay, this is veteran trade czar Wang Xiaowen, replaced by China's WTO envoy Li Qinggang. Qinggang. Okay, here he is right here. He gestures in an interview with Reuters, aside of a ministerial meeting. Okay, curbing subsidies for fisheries. So the Chinese have new negotiators. China's surprise new trade rep, a likely an effort at back-channeling breakthrough with Trump. All right. They want a breakthrough where they can save face and put people back to work in these factories. Key supporter player this time around because of his position. Presumably the same will be true of Li if and when talks get off the ground. Okay. So you got a new trade negotiator on the Chinese side, and Bessent wants to isolate China, and the way they're going to isolate China is over their intellectual property theft, which happens to the French. The French are complaining about this. Germany can't have certain tool and die. I believe it's certain tool and die. Parts and pieces manufactured in China because the Chinese were ripping them off so bad. There's all kinds of intellectual property theft, and no one feels like they can do anything about it because you can't sue. In America, if you were to have American manufacturing of like high-end, name it, some type of high-end done by robots, everyone would pay more probably, in my opinion, simply from intellectual property and the laws in place in America to protect that. You'd get the shit sued out of you in America if you ran a midnight you were manufacturing purses for Louis Vuitton by morning, and your robot was. Then by night, you were making knockoffs of it and selling it on eBay or something. They would just crush you in court. But in China, there's nothing you can do about it, and that's the problem. You actually have legitimate purses, and you have midnight runs of the same exact, and you can name the part, the gadget, the piece of clothing that they don't do it to. You know? It's one of those types of things. Yeah, Trump exempts smartphones, computers, and other electronics from tariffs. So he has moved, and the Chinese are moving as well. I will have to see how it works out. The market is not dropping drastically, and it's not going up. Wouldn't be surprised if we didn't make some type of short-term bottom and rally into May and then go sideways. I mean, the idea that it's just going to go down like month after month. It's not how things work, even if we're in a bear market. The big challenge is the bond market, and we're going to get to that. Rebel Science, some Jewish faction is seriously mad at China. There's a kink in the matrix. Great show. Well, yeah, they're putting together, this is what they do quite well. They find out a way, okay, these guys are doing what we would do. There's a billion of them, supposedly. Now, there's a tremendous amount of disinformation coming out. China Observer on YouTube, we don't know what's true. Some people say that the population of China is not 1.2 billion, but it's only 700 million. And so there's all kinds of conspiracies being spread. I don't know what's true or false. I've never been to China. But you guys can go to channels like China Observer on YouTube, which I don't really trust any of the stuff because I don't know. But it's the first thing lost in war is the truth. So you have propaganda coming out. But one thing is true. The Chinese are very good at stealing intellectual property, very good at secondary runs and selling it down secondary avenues, whether it be Louis Vuittons or high-end tool and die parts. And it has pissed off pretty much everyone who has stuff that they want manufactured, from the Koreans to the Japanese to the French to the Germans to the Northern Europeans. Nokia comes to mind. The French, Italians, name it. Whoever has a lot of intellectual property getting things manufactured, China has pissed them off. And so they're bringing this coalition together to try to get something done to squeeze China. They thought they would just control China. The Chinese don't have any interest in that. And thank you for your support, Rebel Science. I do appreciate it. They don't have any interest in that. They're not going to let anyone control them, you know. What's the vintage Hugo Boss Chinese wholesaler? I got a militia outfit. Well, you can get anything made there for a reasonable price. And the quality has went up dramatically. But the problem with there is no free lunch. This is the problem. There is no free lunch. So where are you going to get your high-end intellectual property stuff? Where are you going to get all that? We're not talking about widgets with no patents and stuff like that. You want to talk about something with like carrying heavy intellectual property, some kind of big innovation. Everyone that goes to China to get it manufactured, it doesn't matter the country, gets it ripped off. As soon as it's like, okay, this is a hot product, the Chinese rip it off. And the CCP has not done anything about it because I don't know that it's just part of their culture. They see it as like, well, we won the business practices. We're manufacturing it, so it's technically ours, you know. Their mentality, I guess, you know. It's kind of like dealing with – this is what Whitaker said. Whitaker said it's no different than dealing with Jews. There's just a lot more of them. They're very mercantile, and their ideal of right and wrong is not yours. You know, this is the big problem, is not understanding its race. China, California is the first state to sue Trump on tariffs. I think he's going to lose that. But then again, knowing these courts, the courts are a huge problem for what the Trump wants to do, and probably a huge problem for the oligarchy in general. CBP says latest tariffs have generated $500 million, well below Trump's estimate. So the tariffs are not generating anything. Well, you're going to go into an economic downturn. The Treasury Secretary Bessent wants to put in place some self-reinforcing process that'll hold the markets level while they get through this particular tough times. I don't know if he can do that, though. Everything's fine-tuned for perfection. Powell indicates tariffs could pose a challenge for the Fed between controlling inflation and boosting growth. There's all kinds of challenges. Chimerica was primed for perfection, whether it be the Chinese manufacturing perfection, which the bubble was burst, or the bubble of America being 5% of the world's population consuming 30% of the world's goods. None of that is sustainable. And the idea that they're going to roll it back a little bit and not suffer is just like a joke. You know, they don't want the elites to suffer. And in this, the elites may very well suffer as much as the common man. What they're trying to do is figure out some particular angle to where interest rates just don't get ridiculously high. But this is one to watch. The U.S. dollar's role as de facto global reserve currency is looking increasingly uncertain. This is, they put out this bullshit all the time, but before you say it's uncertain, you're going to have to show us a competitor, because the only thing anyone can come up with is, okay, 30 years from now, there's going to be a handful of different currencies like the euro, maybe the Japanese yen and the Chinese currency if they let it float. But who else is going to have a currency to compete? You know, there's only... Maybe the euro could take over, but the euro, I don't think so. For the euro to take over, the people that run Europe are going to have to throw out the CIA. It's just always that the dollar is going to lose reserve status. The problem is to what? I guess it could to gold. I'll pull up a chart on gold here in a minute. Respect and clarity. China opens the door for re-engaging Trump in trade talks. Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to. Everyone's suffering from this. All the elites are suffering. But it looks like the Jews are out for blood. And, you know, China was entering recession, their first recession. The bloom is off the rose. Chimerica's ruptured. Some things are going to get manufactured there, but some critical things for the empire are going to be manufactured in America by robots. Trump has already lost his trade war against China. This is the Telegraph. I don't know. This type of war... And the way Chimerica was built, it's going to have two losers, America and China. But China is, of course, 90% Han Chinese, and they can suffer. So it just comes down to what is it going to look like when push comes to shove. Stocks puke as Fed Chairman Powell raises specter of stagflation awaiting greater clarity. Hold on, let's see how they ended up today. Let's see what we got going on here. Yeah, I mean, anything could happen. This is the day. Let's go to 1 hour. See, this was the big low down here. You guys can see the low, the really dramatic low and the volatility. And now, of course, we're in the sideways range. My guess is we'll take it out down at the 51 area and then shoot up over some news that they straightened it out. But in reality, what they're going to try to do is create some kind of self-reinforcing process regarding bringing jobs back. The jobs are going to be in HVAC for robot plants and electricians. That's where the jobs are going to be for white men. Maybe some programming if Stephen Miller gets his way, but good luck with that. I don't even know what to believe. With that being said, under normally these type of circumstances, they'll get something together to make sure the market doesn't melt down. Because our market meltdown, when you start talking about 40%, that would be an existential crisis to the empire, because national security is basically based around the stock market. This is the problem with this particular crew, all the 401ks and everything else. So they're going to have to be mindful of that. They're going to have to be mindful of the bond market. And they can chart a course. There's enough crafty guys to chart a course because they've done this before. What they want to do is switch to all digital money. You know, they want to move things around. You know, I was asked, do I think they're going to get rid of Social Security? No, they want Social Security because they're going to say, okay, do what we say or we're taking your Social Security away. They want to keep people tied to the system, especially old people, old white people that they want to get rid of. But they've got to chart a course. And they've got almost the perfect guy in the Treasury to do it with, Bessent. Chart a course against China and trade, renegotiate all these trade deals, and chart a new course and do so in a way that doesn't violently cavitate the markets. It is like a tightrope, walking down a tightrope. Trump advisor who wants to rewrite the global financial system. And what they want to do is they want to create digital gold to tie it to a digital dollar, that type of thing. The Mar-a-Lago Accords. One of the architects of U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff blitz has advocated a shakeup of global trade and financial systems centered on a radical strategy to weaken the dollar. Stephen Moran, that isn't going to work long term. All that's going to do is drive gold through the roof and probably put Bitcoin and Monero through the roof, which wouldn't be a bad thing for me. Replenish the government coffers. Let's see, a strong dollar tends to make the U.S. government bonds attractive to foreign investors, given the United States almost an unlimited capacity to borrow. The dollar is traditionally a safe haven currency. the persistent overvaluation of the dollar. So they see it as a persistent overvaluation of the dollar, which is insane. And that's driving money into our bond market, and they don't want that. They want to try to reverse course and do some different things. This is extremely dangerous. The landmark agreement named after the New York Hotel, it was indeed, oh, they're talking about the Plaza Accords, for a controlled weakening of the then overvalued dollar to reduce the U.S. trade deficit. These aren't going to make, these are not long-term solutions. These are short-term solutions. That's all it is. You're always going to have debt as long as you issue debt as currency. Moran called for a pact similar to that of the 1985 Plaza Accord signed in New York by the United States, Britain, France, West Germany, and Japan. Moran said they wanted currencies to move in a new band, basically. Moran said the new agreement could be called the Mar-a-Lago Accord. President Trump views tariffs as generating negotiating leverage for making deals. It's easier to imagine that. Okay, so these guys view tariffs as a way they're going to make deals to weaken the dollar. I mean, the safest place to be, in my opinion, I think the easiest thing to do is open up a German postal account, because if they go back to the D-mark, the Germans are not going to devalue too much, and their bonds are looking very, very stable right now, which really doesn't make sense given their demographic and other situation. But nonetheless, things can reverse very quickly. Even in America, under the right conditions, you could reverse a lot of things. I just don't know what those right conditions would be. So basically, they're trying to cook up a new scheme. And that new scheme is going to, let's look up Bitcoin here for a minute. All right. So Bitcoin is, that's max. Let's move here. 3 months. Bitcoin looks like it's trying to bottom. Maybe it's going to bottom. Maybe not. Bottomed at 75K. It's at 85K. Okay, all-time high is, what's that all-time high here? All-time high is at 102. I'm looking at crypto. Let me go look at gold. Gold is the asset. Gold is what everyone on the planet's buying, literally. I mean, it went to all-time highs. Every sell-off is being bought. It's in some type of major bull market. Silver could triple or double overnight as well. You know, so... Are you guys arguing about religion? Are we arguing about religion? The persistent argument? Only a God can save us. You're going to have something. But you can see the chart of gold. Look at that. From 2000 all the way to 3500. I don't know. Yeah, all you got to do is refresh if Odyssey goes down. I just don't know. Other than the move is toward gold. So the move is not toward U.S. bonds. The move is toward gold priced in dollars and German fixed income. Intriguing. I'm here for the pagan versus Christian fighting. Yeah, I don't know how that one's going to end up. Yeah, it's too late to get into gold. Well, it could go to 8,000 or 10,000 or 20,000. Gold could do what Bitcoin did because they want gold. They're going to integrate gold on a digital basis. I just don't know how they're going to do this. Don't know. Anyways, we'll keep watching it. And if any news breaks out for the better, of course, the market's going to go straight up. But that doesn't solve... Again, what they're doing... is trying to solve long-term problems with a new gimmick. And it comes back to the theme of the private central bank issuing debt as currency. And you're going to have to keep playing games. And the games aren't working. They're not working anymore. That doesn't mean they can't get one going. This is the craziest thing I've seen. This is an electric car in China. Let's check it out. This is some wild shit. Oh, the car is driving itself. I guess. Is the car driving itself? All these guys are bragging about driving, letting their Tesla drive itself now. You mentioned interest rates a minute ago. I'm not sure we are with them. They're increasing rates or lowering them. Well, we don't know what they're going to do. The market decreased rates because normally if there's a problem in the stock market, a lot of money rushes into the bond market. Let me show you something. Let me go over to interest rates. Let's go futures. Where are interest rates here? Let's go 30-year bond. You can get an idea of the volatility. I'm going to show you something. All right, you see we have the problems break out. You have a giant rally in the 30-year bond, and then you have the bond sell off. As hedge funds unwind things and the Japanese sell things, so that shouldn't happen. This type of volatility has no precedent in the history of the U.S. bond market. So as far as the market itself raised rates. You could enter a situation where things get out of control, which typically happens with these types of schemes eventually, and the market raises rates for you. So all they can do is get ahead of the market or behind the market. There's so many dollars out there. There's so much debt that you really got to have your shit together. And what they're doing is going from one game, Chimerica, to a new game, MAGA. And it's the bond market doesn't know what to do. Normally, it would just be through the roof. Rates would be coming down dramatically, predicting a recession, negotiating trade deals. We're going to see a recession. But with the dollar volatility, you have bond volatility. And you know there are periods of time in financial markets where stocks go down and bonds go down, meaning interest rates go up. That type of shit can happen. It just hasn't happened much during our lifetimes. But it can happen. And that is what they're worried about, some stagflation, some out-of-control situation where their hands are tied and they actually have to raise rates. Because unlike there are like white nationalists and viewers that will say, well, the Jews control interest rates and blah, 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 blah. They don't. This thing is too big. They can only lead or follow. It all becomes a game of perceptions. And they can't let the bond market collapse because that's a huge problem. That would be a liquidity problem for the planet because the dollar reserve system is dependent on the bond market. It's just a giant mess. I don't know what they're mapping out, but you do have a protege of Soros mapping things out. There's no doubt about that. And they did put a bottom in the bond market from the looks of things. But there's hedge funds that are unwinding trades. And one of the trades they're unwinding is borrowing from Japan and buying U.S. debt. Because you can borrow from Japan at 0.5% or 0.25%. I don't know what the exact number is in yen. And then buy U.S. debt. The problem is if the yen violently goes up, which is what happened, then you've got to unwind that. And that's the trade that was being unwound by Japanese investors, by hedge funds. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot. All right, wait a minute. You're borrowing in yen at 0.5%, and you're buying 10-year notes, which yield what? Okay, you're buying notes or T-bills or whatever, 5%. Let's just give it a number, 5%. That 4.5% doesn't sound like much, but if you're managing $1 billion, and the leverage in the bond market any given day, doesn't matter whether it's cash or forward rates, meaning futures, your margins are going to be 0.5% to 1%. So do the numbers. If we can borrow in Japan at 0.25% or 0.5% in yen, turn around and buy 10-year notes, and there's a daylight of 4%, let's say 4.5%, just even number. Shit, let's say 5%, even number. And we're willing to do that at, let's say, 95% leverage. Forget about 2% leverage, 95% leverage or something like that. Or let's say 50% leverage. Well, you have fantastic returns that are virtually risk-free as long as the yen doesn't rocket on you. What happened? The yen rocketed. And by the way, the average American can go to Japan and buy real estate at those rates. You could buy real estate, then turn around and take the difference if you could cash some out. And you could do that on a small scale, but like financial institutions and hedge funds have been doing it on a very, very large scale. And what we saw was an unwinding of that both in Japan and here and probably other places too. Japan was an economic superpower in the 80s. They still are. They have more millionaires per capita than anywhere. Very, very wealthy country. So hopefully you guys understand that. That was kind of what happened to our bond market. So what happens now? Can they raise rates? I don't know that they might be able to lower, but what happens if he lowers rates and the bond market goes down? You know, and this is a problem. They're trying to negotiate something, and it won't be good for the average American middle class. Whatever they're doing won't be good, because what's good is a rising currency. What's good is a rising currency, rising manufacturing, basically stable. You want things to be stable. You don't want a currency necessarily going through the roof overnight. You don't want it going down too much, but this type of stability. But the dollar has been going down a long time because of what it is. It's a Federal Reserve note, you know. Gold will become too expensive to own or keep. People will kill for it. Same for silver, probably. Well, they're going to create digital versions of it. And I don't know. Gold could become a bubble. Absolutely. These guys are brilliant at creating bubbles. The problem is, how do you pop one? Because they can't. Like the stock market bubble, which is tied to U.S. national security, you can't pop that at all, even let it go down 40%, because it's perception game. And you just had a situation where the stock market went down, the bond market went down. And I can tell you there's plenty of periods over the past 400 years of financial history where shit like that can happen year after year. Imagine a market going down 80%. But these self-driving electric cars, which are coming everywhere near us, you know, we're aft. They're ready to implement the final solution. You know, Bessinger, we are like Weimar now. Well, not officially. Weimar was never, America doesn't completely compare. It just compares like in the social sense, yes, but financially speaking, Weimar was a little bit different. America's just a giant market. Just get your mind around that. A quarter of the world's GDP and one third of all of the planet's consumption by 5% of the population. It's just enormous. It's an enormous market. It's basically a very Jewish thing. I mean, it is. It's very market oriented. It's not even our, like, we would never build anything like this. It doesn't make any sense because it's so unsustainable. I thought this was rather entertaining. Let's go into some international news. We're not going to do any war porn today. We'll do it on Friday. President Putin responds to fluent German as a man asked for help getting Russian citizenship. Yeah. It's a good thing we don't all have to speak German.
Vladimirich, kann ich was bieten? Ich möchte gerne Sie um was bieten, wenn es geht.
Bitte.
Ich weiß, Sie können mich verstehen, ne? Ich würde gerne die Staatsangehörigkeit bekommen.
Machen Sie.
Ich möchte gerne, ja, es gibt Probleme mit der...
He's saying he wants to become a Russian citizen.
...ganze Papierkram. Und ich dachte mir, wenn ich Sie frage, so freundlich, dann würden Sie mir helfen. Außer Sie versteht mich keiner hier wahrscheinlich, aber außer Ihnen. Und ich würde gerne die deutsche Staatsangehörigkeit
give up my German citizenship
abgeben und die russische
and get Russian citizenship
bekommen.
Okay.
Wenn es geht.
Wir bleiben im Kontakt und lösen das Problem.
We will stay in contact and solve the problem.
Es ist kein Dankeschön. Problem.
Putin's fluent in German. Yeah, it's one of the most intriguing things about Putin is the people I have the biggest question about, meaning German business elites. The people I have the biggest, the only ones in the West I have a question in regards is the German business elite. And the German business elite saved Putin's ass in St. Petersburg and kept him in power, which I thought was rather intriguing. Now, I assume that's because they wanted access to Russian natural resources, which is always the German dream. There could be other reasons we don't see. Very interesting case. And he does speak German. He was, stationed at East Germany. Putin is an interesting character. I don't know how history is going to view him. I don't trust any of these guys. But the German business elite, I don't believe like white gen. They're the ones that have probably always grumbled in my mind and do not like white genocide. And most people don't understand. Germany's the size of Texas, but its economy is probably third or fourth on the planet, maybe the third largest on the planet. I know that sounds impossible, but the Germans are just crazy. It's one of the reasons America's in the position we're in now is because America is considered the most Germanic country at one time. I mean, according to Adolf Hitler. So, I mean, as far as mercantile practices and the ability to manufacture, that was given away, but now America wants to bring it back. It's all just effed up. Hashem's going to come out and destroy America. Is that what you guys are saying? Well, what they would do is they would try to roll out a new system and tie everyone to the new system forever. I don't know how they're going to do that, though. That would be like the New World Order game plan. You know, you can't really destroy America without destroying Israel and the Jews. So they're not. It's kind of like Social Security. Are they going to destroy Social Security? They don't want to destroy Social Security. They want to make sure you get Social Security, but it's not going to be a free-for-all. There's going to be a carrot and a stick. You're going to have to agree to certain terms, whether it be take the vaccines or whatever the fuck they're cooking up. Rights for Whites. Shout out to Davis Lerman from Right Perspective Radio. He has a baby now and down to 4 pasta nights a week. Let's show support for our fellow white national streamer. Give him a follow and a bell. There you go. Tell Lerman I said hello. Hopefully he's doing okay out there. And congratulations on the baby. I don't know if it's a new baby, but congratulations. Martinez recently shared a video of Putin telling Russians that their future is race mix. Yeah. Yeah, this is typical of Kalergi stuff. Here's the thing about that German business elite that has actually weaved themselves into a business empire. It's an empire that doesn't get mentioned, except if you're talking Tool and Die, or if you're talking about something specific. But that particular German empire, the business empire, doesn't get mentioned. The families involved don't get mentioned at all, seemingly, or even what they own in America, because they own huge sections of businesses in America, from the Daimler Chryslers and various different assets they've come in and bought over the years. There's all kinds of links. It's kind of strange. But the whole entire thing is very difficult and murky. With Putin, we're dealing with a KGB agent that I do not trust. You have to take it at face value. If someone says they're for race mixing and you got Dugin and you got all this kind of stuff, guess he is. But I've never seen a white elite not say that. And so I would imagine that some of them that say that type of thing are just saying that for effect. I mean, he is a KGB agent, so I don't know what to expect. What's up, Explicit? That makes sense, and thank you for clearing up the confusion. I meant that to be a super chat. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, super chats. I mean, we do have other source. I have Buy Me a Coffee. And Buy Me a Coffee looks to be very efficient. I haven't tested it fully out. I've had it for a while. We will be going with that. We'll have monthly memberships on that, which will entitle you to get into the website and stuff like that, because with Odyssey down, we're going to lose all our membership support. We're going to have to make some moves, but it is what it is. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if Odyssey is going under. It is the first time I've seen something like this, so we'll get through it with your guys' support. But this is, you know, speculating. There's a front approach that I'm all for people revealing what the man says, hold their asses to the fire. I don't care. But this cagey business elite out of Germany, I don't know what end game they are going for. I don't know what they want. They're the one group that I say I just don't know what those families are saying behind the scenes and what they're, you know, what they're doing. I mean, obviously, they're somewhat held prisoner by NATO and the CIA, somewhat, but they are global. In fact, I think one of the reasons the Chinese are going to have problems is after COVID, the Germans decided to make some moves against manufacturing certain things in China. You know, certain things are fine, but certain things aren't going to be fine because they're stealing too much intellectual property. You know, so it's kind of Locals on Rumble. Well, Locals on Rumble is going, but I don't know. I've got to go back and forth and see, make sure it's hooked up. Hooking it up, it's kind of wonky how it hooks up. But yeah, we're going to look to use any service we can use because we don't have a choice, whether it be crypto, cash, money orders, Entropy. I don't like getting, I mean, it's also, Buy Me a Coffee is great for super chats. I know Warstrike is probably going to be using Buy Me a Coffee for super chats simply because it's very efficient. And the thing that scares me about Entropy is if there's a hiccup, you know, might not get paid for 2 or 3 months, which, you know, that can be a challenge, you know. So you don't want to, like, you always want to have more than one, unfortunately. You know, this is why it sucks, but you always want to have more than one and get your guys used to using more than one. I mean, if you have one like Odyssey's hooked up and I can get payment like within 72 hours, it's not a big deal. Because if they go down, well, then I'm going to be paid out pretty quickly. But let's say you're into entropy, or I'll give you an example. Let's say War strikes into entropy for their monthly salary and they don't get paid for 90 days, which I've had times in entropy I didn't get paid for a while. I would like entropy to get paid like every 2 weeks or something, you know, especially if you've been an entropy guy and you've had an account for entropy and you've streamed on entropy and you've used them for more than 6 months, getting paid every 2 weeks in Bitcoin or whatever should be par for the course. Because doing it once a month at 15%, it's okay. It's better than, I mean, the reason they're allowed to do this type of thing is because so many people have to use them. But if something happens, you know, you use your imagination. So you want to have like some diversification. So everyone's going to be looking for diversification. It's one thing to have a just-in-time super chat like Odyssey was, or even Rumble in some ways, where you can get a hold of the money very quickly. On Rumble, as long as it's above $50, you can get a hold of it quickly. Immediately, they start sending it out, processing it. But the Odyssey situation, you know, people are going to be looking at new things. Buy Me a Coffee is going to become hot because of the way they have it hooked up now. And it does do monthly subscriptions. They do, you know, you can use it for super chats, basically. So, free VPN on Opera works for BitChute in the UK. BitChute, there's just so much stuff on there, you know. It's one of those things. But we'd like to get the support on Rumble up, or get the support from Rumble. I don't know how many of you guys watch on Rumble and support on Entropy, or would support on Buy Me a Coffee. But Buy Me a Coffee looks to be a hot mover for our side. Just letting you guys know. I mean, it looks to be fairly simple. I know Warstrike is going to use XMR chat as well. I've got guys hooked up on that. I'm trying to think. Stream Elements, we do have a Stream Elements, but you guys don't tend to like that. Or one or two of you guys do. But anyways, I've got to figure out what to do for the website, how I want to do that. If Odyssey can't return. Now, Odyssey might return. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I hate to see them go out when they have so much particular talent at doing certain things. They actually got the white nationalist treatment. Yeah, they didn't connect all the Stripe accounts. What they did was they disconnected Odyssey from the Stripe API, which is pretty funny. You're like, fuck you guys, hosting those guys. It's kind of crazy. But anyways. This is kind of the big news, I guess. 4chan was hacked and the top countries by total post on poll has been revealed. Did you guys see this? It's like Israel. 4chan exposed at Israeli Mossad honeypot propaganda. I say Mossad. It's supposed to be pronounced. We say moose. Honeypot propaganda incitement site. This is Hal Turner, but this is a good article. I didn't even know Hal Turner was still around. How many bots, how many of these crazy bots that we're seeing and the stupid shit we're seeing when we see it on social media and even in some particular, I guess you could say, some streaming situations all over the place. But think in terms of X and how much of that is being messed with by the Israelis. Let me play this clip. This is a pretty good clip that I found that gives an overview. And it's just, it's wild what's going on right now. Basically, the Israelis were poll.
Slash poll, the half of the posts ever posted on 4chan/poll, the political board, which is international, were posted by Israel. Not under an Israeli flag, because you can use any flag, but from the nation of Israel using an Israeli IP address. You may remember all sorts of propaganda pieces saying that 4chan is subject to Russian propaganda, and all these information posters are running out of Russian servers. But to no one's surprise, twice the number of posts compared to even America were coming from Israel, because they run bot farms. The Israeli Internet Defense Force runs automated systems to post demoralization and all sorts of disgusting things on this platform. And this is anytime after 2014. So this is everything in the last decade. They also automatically report things that are critical of their country and have them taken down on Meta. Here's the number of posts reported by Israeli government over time by country of origin, and the number of posts actioned upon by Meta over time by country of origin. If you're on a visa or you're emigrating here and you ever critically speak about that country, you
I like how he has classical music going in the background.
May be deported. You may have preconceived notions about what the boards are like, and you may be right, you may be wrong, but boards are really a place for demoralization and a psychological operation meant to break people, cause more infighting, cause instability, and cause people to...
Well, that's what we see with these Israeli bots, is they start trying to cause infighting, which, I mean, in political groups, there's always a lot of discussion and argument anyways, but they start doing all kinds of different tactics.
Either snap or
that's what they were doing on Chan
to disregard anything that they learn and believe.
Wait a second. Red Ice posted on their Telegram that this data isn't exactly correct. What data isn't correct? Half of all posts on 4chan in the last 2 years were made by Israel. Well, I think the general point, I don't know about the data. I was just taking it face value, blame the Jews. You know, it's like a white nationalist 101. If you blame them, you're not going to be right 100% of the time. You're just going to be right 99% of the time. So you know what I mean. There's no doubt they're playing games online. You know, it's kind of their thing, play games online. We're going to listen to that here. This is the famous one. I played this a couple weeks ago when this first came out. But Chris Menahan with Information Liberation had the cut.
We've cut off.
Let's see here. Guys, I've done plenty of interviews with Adam Green. I think Adam Green is a fair player. He has his opinions, but he's willing to state his opinions. He's willing to debate his opinions. I think he believes what he believes, that there's a schism in the early part of Christianity. The challenge comes into is that this stuff has been so long ongoing that, like, only a God can fix it. They might try to fix it with a lot of technology, but I think that'll cause even more problems. But that's another story for another day.
We've cut off hundreds of millions of dollars to the most elite, but at the same time, the most anti-Semitic universities on campus. We have begun deporting illegal aliens who hate Jews and advocate for the destruction of Israel. We have, and this is a bigger point, because when you think about all the people who are in the business of fighting anti-Semitism, there are many, many NGOs, there are many organizations, there are many people who commit their lives to it, and they're all very good people and have enormously good intentions. But a government can do in 2 months more than any organization can do in its lifetime. And so when we talk about
And they want to use the American markets and the American people to do their bidding, obviously.
The importance of a bipartisan fight against anti-Semitism, which of course I endorse. And I, as my predecessor said, I condemn anti-Semitism on the right and on the left. I'm an equal opportunity condemner of anti-Semitism.
You're alluding to Candace Owens and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, none of them are any good on the right. On the left, I don't like any of these anti-Semites, and I'm not shy about it. But
I want this is in Israel, by the way. I want him to define that word anti-Semite.
The government. A government, the United States government or the government of France or the government of any other country, has the power to rein in anti-Semitism in a much more effective way. And you know, people say, well, you know, the governments are not in the business of changing the way people think. That's true. But, you know, to my thinking, most people who are, you know.
I think one of the challenges, you know, this classic argument, Rome at the time of Jesus. One third or one half of the Eastern Roman Empire was like Jewish by conversion. I mean, this is a whole entire problem with the Rome. There was all these Babylonian mystery religions, and Talmudism was a big religion. The money changers in the temple, they were clipping coins and stuff like that. But it was a big religion, and there was a lot of conversion. We tend to think of Judaism in Rome like white nationalists do, or Talmudism, which wasn't called Judaism. We're dealing with a group of people that have called themselves, whether it be American, German, French, Italian, Russian, but none of those people ever thought of Jews as any of those things. But prior to that, of course, they started adopting things like Hebrew, Israelite, Jew. When push comes to shove, I mean, the white nationalist position is, would probably be that they're nothing that they say they are. It's just whether or not how that breaks wide open, that they've been running some type of bride-gathering cult the whole time. I'm not saying they didn't marry into some of these particular groups. Obviously, they married into the Germans. They married into America. They married into the French. You know the picture. Bride-gathering cult. But how this ends up is anyone's guess. But the Rome, the cults of Rome and how Talmudism came into Rome was not like you've got this small group of Abraham Foxmans walking in. No, I mean, what we see from European Jewry is they do not like converts at all. And Talmudism in Rome had a lot of converts. Lots. So that's one of the challenges with these. Jews aren't even Semites. We don't even know what the ancient Semites... I mean, there's a lot of problems, right? There's a lot of problems. It's been pointed out again and again with the Semite thing. And there's all kinds of problems. And you're in a, if you're watching a show like this, you're in a catbird seat for you know where the problems are going. Adam Green is streaming now. He's exposing Paula White, Trump's dirty tricks, religious advisors. Paula White, I think, in my opinion, is part Jewish. There's a lot of these particular Pentecostal Christians that have big ties. Well, they're spiritual Jews, but I mean, they're given planes by Israel, all kinds of stuff like this. So there's only one group of true Jews, the Black Hebrew Israelites. Yeah, but you know, if there's something bigger than nature, you know, from an elite strategy, if you're going to have an Antichrist, and I don't know if they're going to do that, then you're going to have a Christ. But if anything bigger than nature, you've got an open ticket that morning. You've got an open ticket. So anything bigger in nature out there, feel free. But the saying, you know, the elites plan on you having some type of Jesus someday, just like they plan on having an Antichrist. I don't know how they would do that particular morning. And if there's anything bigger in nature, I guarantee you they can open up their num-nums and no one would know the difference anyways. Something bigger in nature would be able to handle that, I guess. You know, that's kind of the way I think about it. I don't get all worked up over it. I can't really solve the problem of religion. I can get out white genocide. I can talk about all kinds of things. I can break it down for you, but, you know. I mean, the problem with our existence in the universe anyways is we only exist in 1%. Solid, liquid, and mass is only 1% of the universe. 99% of the universe is plasmas. So there's a challenge right there. You know? I mean, this particular, the Jews treat everything like a closed system, but the universe might not be a closed system. That's their problem. But again, these are highly philosophical questions. I can't solve anything more. We typically have honor-based religions historically, or honor-based cults, or and they're typically very tribal. Think of the cults of Rome. They're very honor-based. The modern cults, and by the way, you could look at the divisions in Christianity as different Christian cults. I mean, they're very successful because they're so successful of cults, we call them religions, but in reality, they're the same thing. They're just taken very seriously because whites always take religion seriously. But there's obviously a schism, and it's beyond us to solve, in my opinion. You're not going to have any guy solve it. You can solve it maybe for yourself, but you're not going to be able to solve it for our race. And that's why you don't have political unity, because you don't have any racial unity, and you don't have any racial unity because you can't have any religious unity. You got to have that defining characteristic, and we have all kinds of challenges. Charlie Kirk has been cucking hard for Israel lately. Yeah, but this is pretty wild. I want to thank you, one of you guys, for making me aware of this. United States-Israel Directed Energy Cooperation Act. What? This is an act in Congress. Directed Energy Cooperation Act. So the whole entire Jews have space lasers. I mean, it was somewhat of a meme, but it's found it in something. United States-Israel Directed Energy Cooperation Act. The bill authorizes the Department of Defense, upon request from Israel and with the concurrence of the Department of State. Now, this is taken from Giza Death Star. Pretty out there blog. But nonetheless, this is a government. This is a government. The government of the United States. This is H.R. 1795. With the concurrence of the Department of State, okay, to jointly carry out research and testing of directed energy capabilities with Israel. Directed energy systems are capable of converting chemical and electrical energy into radiation, radiated energy, focusing on a target. DOD may provide maintenance and sustainment support for such activities if Israel matches the U.S. funds provided for such support or otherwise provides an amount that meets Israel's best efforts. The bill imposes various reporting requirements related to such joint research. Summary of the bill almost says it all. What it does say is bad enough, especially when we're going to see now in the region nearly a half decade later, while the USA is concerned over the prospects of Iranian destabilization of the region and the acquisition of nuclear weapons. The USA is busily aiding Israel to destabilize the region with directed energy weapons. Those 1950s Siemens patents on X-ray and gamma ray collimation, yeah, there's Siemens, the Germans, from the 50s. Lest there be any misunderstanding what the bill is about, here's a statement of purpose. To authorize the Secretary of Defense, upon request of the Ministry of Defense of Israel with the concurrence of the Secretary of State, to carry out research, development, test, evaluation activities on a joint basis with Israel to establish directed energy capabilities that address threats to the United States, deployed force to the United States or Israel or other purposes. And the devil, as they say, is in the collimated details. Congress finds the following. Directed energy platforms are electromagnetic systems capable of converting chemical. Okay, we read that. Directed energy platforms hold enormous potential for non-lethal defensive capabilities, including protection against advanced missiles and swarms of unmanned aerial systems at a fraction of the per-use cost of kinetic defense platforms. Directed energy capabilities could greatly enhance the deterrence posture of the United States and protect against emerging threats such as hypersonic and maneuverable missiles. The United States and Israel successfully partnered on directed energy capabilities during the 90s and 2000s based on earlier generation chemical laser technology, which is called THEL, T-H-E-L, or Tactical High Energy Laser. I don't know how that's doing. I've never kept up with it. In response to technological advances and emerging threats, the United States has increased investments in next-generation directed energy capabilities and exploring potential to boost phase ballistic missile defense with lower-power laser demonstrator program. Existing programs within each service branch are developing technology to protect members of the armed forces from rocket, artillery, mortar, and unmanned aerial systems. Since 2014, Israel has been developing Iron Beam, a laser platform to intercept mortars. How's that doing, though? In 2000, I don't think it's doing that great. Maybe it's not doing bad. I don't know. Department of Defense issued a report to Congress on the merits of renewed United States-Israeli cooperation on directed energy. Is this a bunch of bullshit? We'll see. While the Congress website does not show the bill as having passed, such matters usually do end up being passed one way or another. A joint deal between the U.S. and Israel, that's getting passed. My point in raising the bill is to show where this is all a strong and ever-present geopolitical military context for directed energy research. Big firms like Siemens are front and center in any effort to research such weapons technology. In Siemens' case, the track record goes all the way back to the 50s. And this is Nazi laser isotope enrichment program, on and on it goes. Okay. All right. So we have Jewish space lasers. Maybe not. What do you guys think? So it's the empire has to protect itself from incoming hypersonic missiles. It wants to develop direct energy-based weapons to do that. And, of course, the Israelis want to be in on it as well. I don't know what to say about that. I don't think we'll know anything until they actually field something that can shoot down a serious missile. And lasers are getting more advanced, but the chemical lasers seem to be a little wonky, I always thought. But the idea that they're saying, okay, this is to protect North America, and it would be, but it's going to protect Israel at all, as well, of course. It looks like this is something that's really formally combining the defenses even more than they were already formed. Hey, Rabbi Ray. Yeah, the Rabbi Ray gun. We've already pushed together our countries in defense, but this looks to be very, very formal, even more formal than anything we've seen before. But I'll keep you guys abreast of it. But Jewish space lasers, directed energy weapons, scalar technologies, do they have something ready to roll out from behind the scenes? Well, Donald Trump has been bragging that the U.S. has powerful stuff, very powerful stuff no one else has. So he has to be talking down this particular road. I would say we got the Nazi space scientists, but a lot of those guys out of that radar stuff went to Russia. The Nazis were on both sides of the ball there, kind of intriguing as it would be. Let's see if you guys, I don't know. They're probably going to do another event that surpasses 9/11 and COVID. Lasers couldn't beat Godzilla. I don't know. But what do you guys think about this? They sent these Yentas into space, as they said. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin is launching all-girl crews in outer space. This is the gayest thing I've seen in a while. Actually, all these low-level space program stuff.
So much gratitude that we're able to be able to do this. It's not about going to space. It's about what we bring back.
My 92-year-old grandfather is making the journey to see the flight.
I'm going to be very emotional this weekend.
This is Katy Perry, the singer.
This journey really is about healing. It's just that my healing takes me to the stars.
So we got an Asian, a black woman, a singer, a billionaire's wife.
It's never too late to fulfill your dreams.
All of them said, I think you should do it. All of them, much to my surprise, including Oprah.
It's a big journey.
It's huge.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Model Emily Roshikowski did not appreciate the girl power flowing from the all-female Blue Origin crew. And they took off, and they were dancing around in space and doing all kinds of weird shit.
Space.
Hold on, let me jack up the sound. Let's see what she's saying. She's saying it's a violation of Mother Earth and the flat Earth or something.
Space mission this morning. That's end time shit. Like, this is beyond parody. Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting these women into space. For what? For what? What was the marketing there? And then to try to make it like, I'm disgusted, literally. Space mission this morning. That's end time shit. Like, this is beyond.
I'm pretty sure she's Jewish.
Parody. Saying that you care about Mother Earth and it's about Mother Earth and you're going up in a spaceship that is built and paid for by a company that's single-handedly destroying the planet. Look at the state of the world and think about how many resources went into putting.
Yeah, we don't care about her, but this is just kind of funny. The endless counter signaling of women online. I don't know, this stuff about martyr maid. But I mean, I could play clips of them dancing around in space. It's the gayest thing ever. But that's what space is going to amount to, just billionaires fooling around. If anyone's doing anything cool, it'll be kept behind the scenes, and we're not going to be allowed to know about it because the space program is now all the now the byproduct of corporations and not like some kind of like national public effort like NASA was originally. Which is just sad. Our space program is just gay. What celebrities will Musk put in space? Hopefully none. But the stuff with Martyr Maid and Nick Fuentes, I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. I think they're going to debate or something like that. Martyr Maid said he's full of hate or something. I don't know. Daryl Cooper has some interesting things to say. Martyr Maid blocked Stryker on Twitter, did he? What are they going at it over? Well, all these guys have to navigate that top circle. It's like, you know, you can say anything about anyone else. Just, you know, you got to be nice to Jews. You know, don't be so full of hate. I mean, I think whites are the least. We're no good at hating. We're no good at hating. We're just no good at it. We're nice people. Jews, on the other hand, oh, miracle from heaven. Dog kidnapped during October 7th attacks, rescued from Gaza. There's your big news out of the Middle East. They rescued a dog kidnapped on October 7th. How in the hell they did that, I don't know. Is it true? I don't know. I don't even care. You know, brought back a dog kidnapped from October 7th. Last couple news pieces of the day. Has flying in America become more dangerous? Well, yes, flying in America has become more dangerous with, right along with diversity. But I thought this was funny. I'm going to end the show on here. Tucker Carlson had on former Congressman Kurt Weldon. And they're talking about 9/11. And it's so funny that, you know, where would we be without 9/11 conspiracies? 9/11 kicked off so much shit online. 9/11. But this is pretty intriguing that all these guys agree it's just a bunch of bullshit. It's fake. We still don't know what really happened. We're just kind of guessing. We know who was really involved. Don't know exactly how they came down. There's some pretty good guesses, though. Let's listen.
Do I think 9/11 is going to be the biggest scandal in our lifetime and beyond? Yes, I think it's going to be the biggest scandal in the history of America because it occurred on U.S. soil. And because it is so recent that we have relevant information still available.
That's right.
We have recorded information. We have personal information. Once people realize they can talk, and not be afraid of being killed or not being afraid of being ostracized. And you know what gets me is reporters who call people you know, conspiracy theorists. Well, that's all the agency does. They're the ones that create the conspiracies.
I'm aware.
I mean, cut me a break.
I'm aware.
They have whole courses for their agents on how to make people look like they're conspiracy theorists.
And the propaganda operations designed to discredit it.
Exactly.
Right.
And so all we want is the truth.
Of course.
So Trump, appoint people of impeccable integrity. Let them study the facts. I will testify under oath everything I know about intelligence.
It was a pretty wild interview. The Weldon interview is one of the more wild Tucker Carlson interviews.
These 3,000 architects who are risking their careers, making nothing, let them testify under oath.
He's a congressman that the establishment went after.
There has been this subtle pressure to the firefighters and to the officers not to talk, for obvious reasons. You know what this involves politically. And look what happened to the chief of L.A. The female chief of L.A. comes out and says that the resources were taken away from her for the field forest fires. And what does the mayor do? She fires her. That was just a few weeks ago. The firefighters are always a scapegoat. That's why, Tucker, I'm done with this. If it's the last thing I do, firefighters are not going to be taken for granted anymore. We're going to rise up. We're going to shake the country to its roots. Firefighters are not second-class citizens.
This is comedy.
Well, they certainly shouldn't be.
But if they talk, they'll get sidelined. They'll be called crazies. Even though they heard explosions, they can't be allowed to say that.
They heard explosions?
Yeah, absolutely. It's on tape. Well, we have people coming out of the buildings that heard explosions. We have film footage of people that talked to Fox News that was taken off the air and now it was brought back by X. That's all available. That's why you need a commission to go back and look at all the
lines. Wait, so there are, and pardon my ignorance, but there are people on tape saying I heard explosions.
Yes, absolutely, 100%. They are the only high-rise buildings in the world that have ever come down from an airplane hitting them. And those buildings, I read the report from the architect who designed them. They were designed to withstand an airplane hitting the building and standing tall.
And especially Building 7, which had no plane hit it. Right.
No plane hit it. And the building just, you can see it when you watch it on TV, it just implodes straight down. And what really got me again was Oriole Palmer, the battalion chief, arising on the...
Well, tell us who he was. What is...
Okay, Oriole Palmer was one of the most inspirational battalion chiefs in New York.
FDNY.
FDNY, who immediately, very good shape, had a...
We're still talking about 9/11.
Family, a couple of kids, went into the building as soon as they got on the scene.
We're still talking about JFK's murder.
Took the elevator up to the 40th floor. Got off the elevator, and you can hear him on the comm system say, I'm here, 40th floor, we're going to start walking up the stairwells. Every... five floors, he radios back to communications. I'm on the 50th floor. Everything's okay. We're on floor 60. Everything's okay. He's going up. Every so many floors, he gives a report. He reaches the 78th floor, the floor of impact. He comes out of the stair tower, and as clear as you listening to me here, and I know I get passionate, and I apologize to your listeners for that, he says, we're on floor 78, the floor of impact. We've got two fires, and we can handle them. 1 minute later, the whole building collapses. That's not normal. That is not acceptable. That is not what happened.
And this is on tape?
It's on tape.
You had three buildings come down, sort of collapse in on themselves, implode, it looked like, and like a lot of people have said, many credible, non-crazy people have said that was controlled demolition. Was it?
Well, when I got up there the day after, I had been at the Trade Center at the restaurant on the top several times. There's no way those two buildings could have collapsed into what they were there.
Basically, they're saying there was explosives planted all over those buildings. It's getting interesting. Bunch of explosives. Who could have pulled that off? Tucker is CIA glowy? No, I don't think he works for the CIA. Well, that's not how they do things anyways. You would be saying he works for he's in a fraternal order that's controlled by the CIA is what you're saying. It's because they always have plausible deniability. But anyways, guys, I appreciate the support. I'll be back Friday. You know, it's going to be good Friday. I'll be back on Good Friday, the Easter Bunny. With the Easter Bunny, no chocolates. I appreciate the support, and I'll decide what to do with Odyssey or whatever, or just go to Rumble or what we decide to do in a couple weeks. I mean, all the membership stuff is still there. I haven't disconnected anything. I'm just waiting to see what Odyssey does. But eventually we'll make a move over to, if you're listening to this on the paywall, you know, a monthly sub on Buy Me a Coffee will be a thing. That will be a thing. And there's no reason why I can't run it anyways. But it is what it is. Having to figure out new options and stuff like that. So definitely support your whatever streams you're supporting. Definitely keep supporting them. And as we run down this particular path, and hopefully they get stuff together. And I appreciate the support on Rumble as well. But cheers. The Buy Me a Coffee is always buymeacoffee.com. And just do the / White Rabbit Radio and you'll see it. You'll see my mug. And it should work just fine. But I don't have the monthly subs hooked up yet. But that's the road we're going down, just to announce that. But I appreciate you guys tuning in, and thanks for all the support. And I'll be back on Friday, same time, same place. Cheers, guys. Be safe out there.